Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yo, yo, check this out.
Check this out. Grudge Inc.
Present.
The World Outlaw Grudge National.
July 4th through the 5th at the San Antonio Raceway, 3641 South Santa Clara Road.
In Marion, Texas.
Yeah. Come on, y'all, let's do it.
25 host teams from across the country
with over 100 races in 2 days.
We'll be Battle It Out.
And we're kicking it all off Friday, July 4th with the bang, with Grudge Racing and a fireworks show.
No doubt.
It's Saturday action. It's the Pro Mod Shootout, the Back Half Shootout, and the 580 Index Race.
And we got that bike show for you too, partner,
with the Fly Riders of San Antonio.
Awesome.
Putting it down live. Live in concert. Slim Thug. Yeah, that's right. It's Slim Thug Live.
It's the World Outlaw Grudge National. July 4th through the 5th at the San Antonio Raceway.
You need more info?
Visit Facebook
at World Grudge National.
Or
contact Tracy Atomic Dog at 512-775-6563. That's 512-775-6563. 756563.
Get through, I know how to do this.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another episode of Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. Hope everybody out there doing mighty fine. Know the weather's getting hot. And one thing for sure, the race is getting hot too. And it's just going to keep getting better and better as the year goes on. A lot of racing happening around the country. Boy, things going to heat up and go down. But before we get off into all that stuff tonight, as you know, we got to try to get Ernie on here. Just to make note, Sharon, I don't know if you got Ernie on or not. You know, I'm kind of lying right now. So if you don't get him, got him on, go ahead on, get him on. Until you do so, I'm just going to put out about race coming up this weekend, June the 14th, Atomic Dog Shootout at the River, a little small track with a lot of history. So Atomic Dog got his first start at going back to the homegrown roots. Going to try to have some fun, put on a good little show for the folks in that area. So just let you know right now, come on out, Temple Academy Dragway, Atomic Dog Shootout at the River. We're going to have a good show. A lot of motorcycles coming out. Going to do some racing. Got a good lock in with the main going to get the break. Some bad boy out of Dallas. Usain or something, I'm not sure what the name is. Can't really pronounce it, but he's going to be a bad boy out of Dallas. He's going to give the main out of Houston the break on that motorcycle. There's been some talk on that one on the motorcycle board. It's going to be going down. Steve in the game from the motorcycle place here, Austin Hutto area. Going to bring a host of bikes down there. They say they're going to have a ball. Man, we're going to do our thing, and as always, we're going to have the 580, the 7-0, and we're talking about having the 660. We're getting a lot of calls, guys, in this area like to run that. So, hey, we're going to do what we do with that. But then again, just like last year, Kenny Duke won the truck shootout. Well, we're going to do it again, but this year we got a Grudge Inc. truck belt. We got a Grudge Inc. truck belt, any truck. As long as it's not a chassis truck, got action. Giving out $1,000, a Grudge Inc. belt, and a CompuCar Nitro bottle. So, man, that's a good little deal for the folks with the trucks to come on out and make your action free. Entry free, don't cost you nothing to get in. It's going to pay you $1,000, a grudge ink belt, and a CompuCar nitrous ball. Sponsored by CompuCar and my man Ernie. Finally giving away this nitrous bottle. I got a couple of more I'm going to be giving away coming up later on in the race in August. I got going to give a couple more away from that, so I'll make the announcement on that. But before we get Ernie on, let me let people know about what's going to happen. We're in 20-some days away. 20-something days away. And, man, people are starting to talk more and more. Getting calls every day. Hotels are booking up. People talking about coming to the Grudge Inc. Outlaw Grudge Nationals. Fellas, let me tell you, if you're a grudge racer, or you're a racer and you want a grudge and you're betting money, man, oh man, you wouldn't want to miss this one. You wouldn't want to miss this one. This one's going to go down. I'm telling you, fellas, this is going to be the biggest race in the state of Texas on the Grudge team that ever hit the state of Texas. And I know damn well Texas is going to stand up and do their thing. We've been waiting on folks that's coming from afar all over the globe, man. California, Chicago, Michigan, Detroit, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, New Jersey. Man, oh, man, no, it's going to be going down. All I can tell you, the Louisiana people are going to be in the house. Man, it is going to be going down. We got a great show ahead, man. Fireworks show for the kids for that Friday night, July the 4th. The fireworks show always a big thing here in Texas. Man, you can bring your kids out to San Antonio Raceway that Friday night, enjoy the big lock-in. We got some heavyweight pro mods going to be going at it. They're already locked in for that Friday night. As you know, Tree Man, which is the bear. I'm going to say it again. Tree Man right now, which is the bear of Texas with the pro mod car. He stepped up and not locked in two other bears. That's the old Jack. Been around umpteen years. Tree Man say he going to retire them. He going to retire them, then what he going to do? He going to knock off Mr. Bang, 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 Five-Speed. Five-Speed got the ProMart Award of the Year last year, and Tree Man say it's his turn. It ain't about no backhands when they come to Texas. He done locked in two of the well-known ProMarts in the Grudge game. That's going to be going, them guys locked in for that Friday night. Also locked in for that Friday is Tony Boss Bynes, Bushnell. They locked in for that Friday night. Also, man, it's going to be doing Goldie out of Georgia is locked in with Guy Jantar. Those guys are locked in. That always, if you know Guy Jantar, man, you know that guy there, he can talk with the best of them. And, man, when you see them guys at the track, it's going to be going down, man. That Saturday, as you know, ProMod Vacant Belt will be on the line. The ProMod Vacant Belt will be awarded for the ProMod Grudge Inc. ProMod. Hey, man, them guys going to be shooting for that money and trying to get that belt along with the back half. We're going to put up $2,500 and let the back half go do what they got to do. Along that same night, man, we got Slim Thug coming in from nothing in Houston, Texas to do his thing. We got the motorcycle folks coming from all over. Man, I've been out working this thing, man, and running the different groups, and they already can't wait to come. So all we need, man, is people to keep on locking in. God bless with some good weather. And I'm telling you, Texas is going to stand up, and Texas is going to show out. We're going to show those folks who come from these other states how we do it big here in Texas, man. The Grudge Inc. Outlaw World Grudge Nationals will invade San Antonio July the 4th and 5th. You wouldn't want to miss it. If you're a grudge racer, you will be there. I can say no more. Going to be some lock-ins coming up. Hey, also, like I say, we got to lock in for this weekend. Probably hear something on the show tonight. Man, we're going to make action. We're going to do what it do. But, hey, until then, hey, Sharon, we got Ernie on. I'm going to let Ernie come on and give a tech tip. And we're going to talk about the thing, what's happening, and some of the conversation that's going around in the Grudge game tonight. We got Ernie?
No, we don't.
We don't have Ernie. I guess Ernie's kind of busy tonight. Well, somebody's on here. They got an upcoming event, and they got their hands up. We'll let them speak. We'll get down to business.
You've got hands up. Are regarding an upcoming event.
I didn't quite hear you say it again.
You do have hands do up, have but hands I don't think any of them are for an upcoming event.
Okay, well, if we ain't got no hands up for the upcoming event, man, yeah, you know, we got a few upcoming events coming on. So, hey, look at your calendars, guys. And, guys, come on and talk about the upcoming events that's going on. I know one, a couple of races coming up. I guess the races can come on. They can announce the events that's going to be going on the month of June. So, guys, hey, you want to announce your events, come on and do your thing. So, with that said, I'm not sure what hands we got up, but, man, I'm telling you this. I want to say this. Behind the scenes, there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of smack talk going on. People are saying this. People are saying that. I just want to say this. Texas been traveling the last few years out of state trying to make other folks races. You know, we've been paying well on some races and some ways not so well, but we bring in action as we start traveling. And, guys, they coming to Texas. This is what we've been waiting on. Step up. All the races in Texas. Step up. Try to accommodate these guys in some kind of way. Any two cars can race. You see something you like, skip your man, and try to make action. That's all I want to say, man. I know we're going to do a great job. It's going to be a hell of a night. But, Sharon, we got some hands up. I'd like to see what some of those folks got to say. But let me just start out. Let me start out with this. As far as some of the conversation been going on, I'll be on some other shows. I'll be talking and listening to some guys talk about other shows. But, man, I'm going to tell you, it's grudge racing. It's grudge racing. And when I tell you I've been getting calls from people that want to come to San Antonio for the Grudge Inc. World Outlaw Grudge Nationals, man, we even got some people. And that's why I come up to this topic tonight. And it's this. You got races, man. This is the biggest stage to hit Texas. And the question is, man, if a class racer want a grudge race and any two cars can race, as it's always said, should that happen? If that happens, if two class racers decide to grudge race each other, is that really a grudge race? If they putting their money up there and they believe that they can win, is that really a grudge race? Just because they class race, does that mean that they can't grudge race? Especially if they two known class cars want to try to tangle? Think about it, fellas. We want to know what you think. When you come to a grudge race, hey, we want to know what you think. Is that a grudge race or not? If so, if we think it's grudge racing, let's get busy and try to lock some of this stuff in. I went round and round with folks about certain cars was a class cars, but they show up at grudge events. You got some guys do a little bit of both, but then what do? When you got two of them that know from different states, different cities, they both might do some class racing in their area. But if they want to show up and make action because they know you're going to have a great event and they want to put their money on the line, what's the problem? Any two cars can race. I want to know what the Grudge World think about that. If any two cars can race in grudge races,
class races. They want to race each other, and they're willing to race each other. If it ain't nothing but bragging rights and people behind the scenes, as you know, we have a lot of folks that got engine shops, got chassis shops, and some of these guys, they class race, but then they like to show up at some of these grudge races. And since we got this deal going on from state to state, hey, what's the problem? If a class racer want to come from another state and bet his money against another class racer from another state at a grudge race, is that a grudge race? Let's talk about this. Anybody got any lock-ins? You want to lock somebody in, you got some call-outs, you got some issues, put it out there. Let's talk about tonight. Let's go to the line, Sharon. Let's open this thing up and see what we got going.
Okay, first, I'm gonna let T-Mac come on.
T-Mac, what's happening?
Hold on. I only have two mics open, mine and yours, and I'm echoing. So it's gotta be you.
Are you still echoing right now? You echoing now?
No, that's better. T-Mac, your mic is
open. Are you echoing now?
No. T-Mac, your mic is open.
Hey, Michelle.
And yes, I am echoing. Hey, T-Mac.
What's happening?
Oh, nothing much, man. Basically, I came on, man. You know, I know it's unfortunate we had a race schedule on the same day. But I was just putting out there, we're going to be in Arkansas, you know, on the 14th, as well as you're going to be in Temple. And I just hope, you know, all the racers that want to come out this way or go that way, man, I wish them the best of luck. And we'll be glad to have them. While all choose to come that way, you know, it's good for you also.
Hey, same thing, man. We're going to work on trying not to bump head. We done did this twice. We're going to work
that,
T-Mac, because
yeah.
I like to make one of your events myself. I hadn't made it out there. We're going to work on that, man, where we don't bump heads on the same day. So I like to make it a press card, and I appreciate you guys making my race. So, hey, man, we both going to do what we do this weekend, man. I wish y'all the best in all y'all do, and be safe out there at your race this weekend, man.
Hey, appreciate that, Tommy, dog, and I'll say the same thing about you. But that topic you brought up, man, that was a good topic, man. I like that topic. Just to keep it real, when you got two cars going side by side and they gambling money, I don't care how you look at the cars, that's a grudge race right then. You know, that's a grudge race. If they put their own money out their pocket and try to see who the best, that's a grudge race. So they don't really involve the people that's on the sideline talking about, well, them class cars, that ain't got nothing to do with you. They got something to do with the two people that's going head-to-head. That's their money. Unless you choose to get in the pot with them, then that means you agreeing with what's going on at that time. But now, for my team, we choose not to race class car because they show time. You know, that's just our choice. But I don't knock somebody else to do, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, I agree with you, man. The same thing. You know, you got some people, they don't care. We got a lot of people, you know, we got some people that's in the grudge game from time to time. They'll go and they'll run a class race, you know.
Yeah.
But they predominantly grudge race. You know, but then
right. Again,
when you got some of these class guys that want to come, if you got a grudge car and some of you want to do it, that's on them, to each his own. But if you got
right. Two
class cars that want to show up at your grudge race and do something, and they talk us, man, they wouldn't have bet their money, you ain't putting no money out there for them, hey, to me, that's all action. At that time, them folks, they could be class races / grudges. So if you got folks and they going to bet their own money, man, that's grudging to me.
That's grudging. There ain't no other way to look at it. That's what it's called, it's grudging. Because, I mean, the fans came to see two cars go side by side. I mean, I'd rather see two class cars go out there and grudge race one another than to see two guys standing over there that ain't going to do shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's talking about race. So, I mean, I'd rather see that any day. But now, just because I choose not to run no class car, like I said, you know, it's to each his own. Somebody
yeah.
else might feel like, well, fuck it. I can't get no race nowhere else. I'm going to go run. I'll run anybody. I don't give a damn if it's a class car or not. I'm going to run it. You know, I ain't got nothing to hide. So, I don't think the fans going to be mad about it. So, I don't feel like nobody else got to complain about it.
Yeah. Hey, man. Well, I appreciate your opinion. Just wanted to put it out there, man, because we're going at it, you know, on another show. We're going back and forth, And I throwed it out there, and they bickered about this and about that. Next thing you know, they try to trick me and get me on the phone and had another one. And at that point, they say, you know what? Hey, a race is a race. If they're going to grow and they're going to bet money, guess what? If you can do it, I can do it too. It happens all the time. What's the difference? You got some of these guys that class race, and they come over here, and they drive Gruen's cars. You know, they still class racing. They just drive the car that got no time. So what's the difference? Them two guys that go class racing, bring their car, and want to put on a show for the fans and got some bragging rights with each other and go in their pockets and bet their money. To me, that's all loud grudging at that time, man. So it was about action. So, hey, let's go to the line, see if anybody big or different, explain why, what they think about it. So, hey, guys, don't be shy. Push the warm up. Put your hands up. We like to know what people think about it. When is it a grudge race and when is it a class race?
I'm on mute, Tracy. I'll come back in if I hit something.
All right.
Slick, your mic is open.
Hey, top of the evening to you, Miss Sharon and Trey Slick, Team Nightmare.
What's happening, man?
Hey, man, ain't nothing, Tracy. It's just them back checking out the show, man. But as it relates to your topic, you know, I got to piggyback off of T-Mac, man. Hey, you got two cars lining up on the side of one another, and, hey, they putting their money out there. Hey, that's in my opinion, it's a grudge race. If you got two guys on two bicycles and they putting their money out there, they want to race. It's a grudge race. It's just the difference is they grudge it, you know, bicycles rather than cars. So, you know, it's my opinion. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree, man. I mean, hey, y'all got something while you're on here. Y'all got something lined up the weekend. Y'all going down? Want to tell the folks that y'all going in action again? Team Nightmare, y'all going in action?
Well, I think, yeah, we're going to be in a little action this weekend, man. We're going to be down there in Arkansas. We got a little action going down there with that cow truck again. It got by us last time, so we're going down there to redeem ourselves.
Well, good luck to y'all, man. Hope y'all come back victorious, man.
All right, appreciate it, brother. I'm sitting back
in
the bush.
Okay, sure.
Smooth, your mic is open.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing out there, Grudge World?
What's happening, man?
Oh, ain't nothing. What's going on with you?
Man, just sitting here, man, just trying to get the hype going, man, with the racing that's coming up and this weekend and the races that come, trying to see what's going on, where people going, what they're going to do, and what they think about grudge racing, you know, how people race you. And if two class races decide to bet their money, is that grudging? You know, and is there anything wrong with that?
Oh, no, I don't think nothing wrong with me myself. I mean, you know, like they just said, you know, racing is racing, you know. If two men decide to do it and put their money up, I mean, shit, they got action just like the next man.
Mm-hmm. All right. What's on your mind, man? What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing, man. I'm just sitting back here and, you know, listening to your show. But I seen, you know, when you posted that little topic today that you sitting on that picture.
That's me sitting on that picture, man. I'm sitting on the picture waiting to get all pressure, man. I got my fingers crossed, man, that everything go well. I got my man working on it, man. He doing a hell of a job, and he's trying to get me ready. All I can say, man, my hats go out to my man. He's doing the best he can do to put a lot of time in trying to get me up and going, and I can't wait till he gets up and going. So, hey, he's doing his thing, man. I appreciate what he's doing, but hopefully, I get to come out this weekend. We'll see. But my man is working awfully hard on it, man, so I appreciate everything he's doing. So once I get that thing, get some more pressure, you know how it go. You know, all the way out to shake him down before you start skinning him down. But once I start shaking him down, I like what I see. I start trying to make some more action. So, but I'll be happy just to get back out.
Already, that's already. Yeah, I had seen that fly. I said, I was looking at it. I said, oh, that must be old T stuff right there. It's looking pretty good up there with the more horns sticking out there.
Yeah, man, we gonna see what it do. You know how it go. You know how it go. We're going to see what it do. It won't be long now. So, like I say, my hats go off to my man. He's doing a hell of a job, putting a lot of work in, trying to make sure I get squared away. And shoot, when he say let's go, we gonna go.
Already, okay. I've been sitting back, but yeah, I hear those Slick come on. Yeah, we're going to ballot this weekend down there in Arkansas. We're gonna try that old truck again, you know, see what we can do with him this. And you know, hopefully we go down there and come back with a victory, and also just go down there and kick it, have a good time, man. That's the main thing.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Y'all go down there and do what you do, man, and be safe and come back. You know, do what you see. Right now, all I can say right now, Team Nightmare, can't take nothing from them. They hot right now. Y'all hot right now. And keep doing what you're doing, man. You know, keep doing what you're doing.
Appreciate it. I'm going to sit back in the old bushes for a minute. I'll be up here.
All right.
B-Red, your mic is open.
Hello.
Nightmare.
How you doing? Yeah, I'm on. How y'all doing?
All right. What's going on?
Tracy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I saw that beast you posted on your little old fly, my homeboy being soft with it. Well, tell me you got them two horns sticking out there. You ain't got no hard pressure. Now, you got some hard pressure. You need to put that bitch under some pressure.
Hey.
We looked at the picture. We know what's happening.
Hey. I ain't got no pressure yet. But I can tell you, it won't be long now.
Two big old horns sticking out the side of there on there for the picture there.
Right now, that's just the way it's looking. But all I can tell you, hold your horse. Don't let it run too fast. It won't be long.
No, we not letting it run too fast. You don't let it run too fast. You know, we just admiring your work. You know, we want to see you out there because you know what? There's a lot of cars, man, that's needing to really see you and not us.
I guarantee you they don't want to race me no bad, and I want to get out there and just race, man. I want to just get out there and race. I ain't been able to just enjoy myself and get out there and race and having fun the way I want to. That's one reason why I kind of backed it up a little bit. Hopefully, I'll be able to get out there and do a little bit more, bring a little bit more action. That's my plan. That's why I backed up. And so, hey, when my man, say Tracy, is ready, then guess what? Hopefully, you know, we'll be able to make a little noise, you know. We'll be able to make a little noise. I'm trying,
and
man.
Trust me, we are hoping that you make some noise. We would love to point all these red, big old cars in your direction with their money. I promise you, we're gonna put them on the cart, and we're going to drive right over to your trailer and park them. We're going to do the rest of them other guys that we talked about. We're going to take them over to the other people that's trying to jump all over us. We're going to drive the cart right over there to their trailers and say, you, this is so-and-so, and this is you. Y'all can get it all.
Hey, I ain't got no great big old car right now. Y'all doing pretty good, so every time somebody try y'all coming out victorious. So, hey, you know, y'all doing pretty good, man. Can't take nothing from you. I gotta get out there and prove myself. So, you know, let me shake him down before I skin him down. That's all I can tell you. Let me start shaking him down, you know.
Well, you know, I can see that grin on your face all the way in Dallas. You can try to hide it if you want to. But we go, like I said, we'll be glad to get down there to the Nationals, man. And, you know, we got that race in Prescott this weekend that they've been talking about. You know, I think we're going to blow the number doors and the numbers off of this one, too. We've been listening to shows. You know, people really want to come see the car. So if you're within a few hundred miles of Prescott, Arkansas, and you've been looking at it on the Internet, come see it live. We put on the show.
Yeah. Oh, I know y'all gonna do y'all thing, man. I know y'all gonna do y'all thing. Just y'all doing your thing, man. Man, can't take nothing from you. Like I say, can't take nothing from you. Anybody, you know, hey, they doing their thing. So I ain't gonna say nothing, but you're doing your thing. Hang in there. We're gonna try to get some help. There's a few cars around here. We got some cars out here that's running pretty good. I mean, there's a few cars out here I know that's going down the track pretty good. Backhand cars and. We got a lot of them folks coming from the East Coast looking for races, and we got some cars right now that's done been made some passes that look pretty decent ought to be trying to step up, or them guys are talking big shit. They might be on here listening. I'm talking about the big sexy car, and I'm talking about the 3M truck out of New Jersey, or Melvin them. They coming down here, and they talking, you know, we got some cars, I think, that look pretty good now, can accommodate some of these guys, you know, some of the guys that got a little history on their belt, and they cars set on GO, so, man, you know, them guys, we don't want, we got Baldy as another one. Baldy, I talked to him after the show, and he, Baldy say, hey, he going to get here, and he going to look at some of these cars, man, and he going to be trying to lock some of these cars in, so we don't want all these cars to get away. We got a lot of Texas back halves here, you know, and some of them been running pretty good, and hey, I think some of these guys that they probably not saying a whole lot. I think the night of the race is down there. I think that some of these folks might get what they're asking for. So, you know, I don't think they just going to come out here and think they're going to be no better. You know.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. But I'm going to go and hide these bushes so you can go and do your show.
All right, man. Okay.
Aubrey, your mic is open. Aubrey, your mic is open.
Who is that?
Jeff, your mic is open. Jeff, your mic is open. Jeff, your mic is open. Okay, apparently some of these people have their hands up and don't know it.
You got your hand up.
512-5875. Your mic is open.
You got the hand up. Don't know they got the hand up. Then I pay. If you're on the show and you don't mean to have your hand up, push the one button and take your hand down. We want to see what some folks think about this topic, about this. Is it a grudge race? If a class racing side to come to a grudge race and bet his money against another, it can be a grudge car. If the grudge car want to bet him, they can make it happen. But if it's another class car, so be it. We want to know what people think, because I'm getting a lot of calls from people, and I mean I'm getting calls from people that got blower cars, they got turbo cars, and these guys are asking me, man, can you find me a race? And I'm working, trying to find them a race, but I'm actually trying to find them a race from guys from another state. They probably got class card too, but folks want to come and participate in the World Growers Masters. And, man, if they want to come and put on a show and bet their money on that stage, man, we're going to try to make it happen because, hey, this is Texas, and we're going to try to make it big, and it's going to be going down, man. So that's what it's all about, them guys talking about betting money.
Finny, your mic is open.
What up, Finny?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. What's on your mind?
Well, you're talking about the class racing and grudge racing. I think it works different for everybody. You can't say, well, you shouldn't run a class car if you're a grudge car. If you're, you know, you get out there and you've got a secret weapon, your car you never run, then, yeah, it probably wouldn't be very wise to run against a class car. But for the most part, most of these grudge cars, everybody knows about what everybody runs anyway. And no more action than what there is out there. Man, let them hang. Run with the class cars. It really, really shouldn't matter most of the time.
Yeah, but that's what I say. Each person got their own program. They feel like they can take a stab at it and win. Hey. So be it.
When we first come out with our car, we wouldn't run a class car. But after we ran several races and people pretty much knew what we ran anyway, in order to make action, we had to run against class cars, or there wasn't going to be any racing.
Mm-hmm.
We ran against Roy James. We ran against Murillo, Hargett, a pro mod up in Dallas. Those guys all showed their times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't hurt our action any. We're still getting calls. People want to race. So that's just my
mm-hmm. All right. Well, you just want to, you know, you hear people say different stuff. But go ahead on.
So,
wait, will you do it, Benny? You
yeah,
hold on. Is this Benny? Hey, Benny, hold on.
Right.
Y'all actually want to raise somebody, right? Y'all actually, if your name keep being thrown around and people keep begging, but it's them folks that you think that when they come to Texas, they ought to man up, right? There's some cars out there claim to be the baddest back half in the world, and they won't run your heads up. I think that's a problem, don't you?
Yeah, I do, but well, what are you going to do? I mean, if they're scared, they're scared. You can't make them get in the other lane. I mean, you know, I don't know what to say. Every time one of them East Coast cars, the only East Coast car that'll run us head up is the Shadow car. And, you know, he's faster than us, but we don't care. We're going to run him anyway. We ain't asking him for the back tire. I don't get
so you think you done scared to run? You think you done scared all the rest of these East Coast back halves but the Shadow? But when we went to Rockingham almost a year ago, they beat on their chest and stuck a chassis car on you, correct?
Well, you talking about
when y'all ran the Bumblebee?
First of all, you got to get that straight. I've seen it all over the internet that we ran the Bumblebee car and got beat, blah, blah, which wouldn't be any big deal, but that was not a race. We asked the Bumblebee car to race us, and he refused. We said, we'll run for anything you want, just $100, man. Nope, absolutely not. He would not run us. So that was a test pass. We turned up all our shit to see if we could go down a racetrack. So
he actually dumped y'all.
Yeah, and that now he's over there pounding on his chest that he beat us. It's like, really, dude? Come on. That's chicken shit. Tell Nate I said that, too.
Nate probably on here. Nate, you better come defend yourself. You better push the one button, because I know you got your ears on out there, because you're the one beat on your chest about that. So, yeah, see, everybody don't know the full story on that. And they think that, you know, hey, you went up there and just got your ass beat by the turbo car. But, hey, that's no more than just getting up there doing a shakedown against another car in another lane. You're shaking down for nothing. So how much is that? What is that to brag on? When it ain't got no chips on the line, it ain't that much you should be able to beat on your chest about, the way I look at it.
If we were going to run him, we'd have backed it off because that track was terrible at the time. We wouldn't have tried to hit it with all the balls. And
mm-hmm.
We were trying to get ready to race Baldy and that Purple Rain chassis car. Of course, Purple Rain backed out. Anyway, I just thought that was kind of funny, you know. It was just, wow.
You'll run Purple Rain again if you get it backed out, won't you?
Oh, yeah, in a minute.
Now, I know they're out there lifting. I know we have some of them folks out there. I can't see right now, but I know we got some of them folks out there listening. Now, y'all might well push the one button and come on, defend yourself. I hate to be on here talking about a guy and don't give a guy a chance to defend himself. So, Melvin, if you out there, Birdman them looking for you with the 3M backhand truck, you keep calling down here, talking about any backhands out there. Now, the man stayed looking for a race, so you might want to push the one button.
Now, look, don't say that now. We ain't looking for a race yet. We don't know if our car's going to be together.
You
know,
so
I'm
you still
want to
hold. Okay, he's safe then. He's safe. You safe right now. You safe.
We're thrashing
see,
hard.
If they hit,
it.
If they hit you got to watch them guys, though. They hear you saying that, they might jump all on you, man.
Yeah. Well, if I roll through that gate in San Antonio, I will race any back half car head up. But we'll see. We're, like you said, that oil pressure thing. And I hate that because we're always running. We're always ready to go. It's just, man, this came at a bad, bad time. Bad luck.
Yeah, I know how that is, man. Okay, Finney, we just stand by, man. Somebody might come on in and say something. So you stand by, and we're going to go to lines and see what's shaking out there.
All right.
Flip, your mic is open.
How y'all doing, Miss Sharon, Tracy? How y'all?
What's up, Flip?
Hey, not much, Tracy. Hey, man, I'll make it real quick because I can't be on the horn the whole night. But I actually heard King Arthur's call out for this weekend out there at Little River. I figured, you know, we can make a little bit of action. He said that, you know, a lot of people say he just show up or he don't show up with his cars or whatever he was saying. But I figured, hell, if he got to go down the track and I got to go down the track, we might as well go down the track next to each other. So if he's on the line, I'd like to get with him and see if he wants to stand behind what he said and, you know, let these two cars go down the track side by side.
So you calling out the almighty King? King, if King on here push the one button, King, if you on here push the one button, if not, get him on here. You already got one locked
King,
in, Flip. You're locked in with Rip. So go in on Helen King first.
King, you're open.
Hello. Hello. Did somebody knock on my door?
Yes, sir. I'm knocking. Can I come in is the question.
Well, what are you trying to do, sir?
I just want to make a little bit of action, man. You know, something small, nothing major. Just, I mean, you're going to get a little benefit out of it, too, so you can shut up some of the haters you got on your side to say that you don't race. I mean, I heard that call out. I just had to check out a couple things. I'm a little hot rod to make sure I'm going to be able to make that trip. But looks like, you know, me and you can, we can try to do a little something. I just like to lock in something small to guarantee we're going to make action out there for the fans, for anybody that's wanting to come out and, you know, come out there to Little River this weekend that, you know, me and you can dance this weekend.
Okay, let me ask you something, Mr. Flip.
Yes, sir.
What do you call little? Your little might be my big. My big might be your little. What you call little?
Let me tell you something, King. I am the smallest man in drag racing, I promise you. I probably got the smallest motor and the most hulled-out car in America. But somehow, some way, between some really good friends and some really good luck, somehow we make it down that track. So, I mean, it ain't nothing big. Believe me, I'm not bringing a gun to a gunfight. I'm probably bringing a pea shooter or a damn fling shot. But either way, I'm trying to make action because that's what I'm trying to do. So I just want to know if you want to do something.
I want to do something, but what are we talking about? Because it looked like I might look pretty good because I got the slowest pro mod in Texas. So you want that title, huh?
Actually, it's better than what they call me right now. So I'll take the slowest pro mod title because I'm a has-been and a washed-up when it comes to pro mod. I couldn't make it in pro mod, man. I had to go index racing to do anything, and I didn't do much good index racing. So if I can't run a 580 index, there's a problem, and I guess there's a problem in my camp. So I just figured, you know, I'm tired of being the underdog, which is the double underdog. At least I'd like to just be the underdog just once over. So I just want to do a little something. I mean, just something that, I mean, I hate making passes with nobody next to me. So that's my thing. I'm not going to go way out there and just, you know, make single solo passes. So I figured, you want to make a hit, I want to make a hit. Let's give the fans some show, but let's put a little skin in the game to make sure that, you know, as they say in driving terms, you up on the wheel. You know, you're not just going to say, well, I ain't got nothing to lose on this deal. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Well, what I'm saying is that we how much are you talking about? Because then what I'm going to throw out there, if you're talking about trying to, you know, hit me in the top of my head, I'm going to try to goddamn me split your head to the white meat.
Well, let me just tell you this. I'm going to tell you this. I got mad respect for you. I've heard you on the shows from time to time, and I don't think I could race for half of what I've seen you throw out there and punk most of these guys out with the amount of money you throw out there. As far as these guys, I'm not that kind of guy, man. I was thinking something small, like something like 250 on 1,000 or better. I mean, I don't have a lot of guys in my crew. Matter of fact, half my crew ain't even going to be there this weekend because they got, you know, some wedding and baby shower engagements, so they may not even make the show. So I got to keep it, you know, what I can afford to race for, and that's what I can afford to lose because that's the way I'm looking at it. You know, I never show up to, you know, I already spent that money, and I'm definitely not betting my rent money, but this looks like all I can afford to lose because I already got another race locked in with a guy out there named Lil Rick. So that's pretty much all my pot I'm coming out there with. I just want to know if you want to oblige it or not. You know, I mean, to me, man, it's just two cars right. going down the track. I'd love to take advantage of it, you know, and, I mean, win, lose, or draw, I'm still going to have a good time. So that's all I'm really looking at.
Okay, well, look here. I have to honor you to rush you because you call me out, and then if I don't rush race you, everybody want to feel me out. But, hell, I normally run for 1,000 on my feet, and I'm 63 years old.
Wow.
You know, that ain't going to do me with no race, but what I can't understand is why you want to call me out on this little small track because I'm going to try to run in the 580 class, and if anybody go 580, they can outrun me this weekend.
Well, I can't really comment much on that, but I do know this, and sometimes, you know, like they say, grudge racing gets started in class racing. And I'm going to tell you like this, you don't remember this moment because a lot of times when the small guy is at a track, you never remember him.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you about 6 years ago, we were all at HMP. Back then I had a little Mustang with some blue flames on it, and you were talking mad noise to everybody at the track. And you were supposed to race somebody that night, and I asked my tuner if I could call you out, and he said, man, you ain't got no business messing with that man. That man is fast. And that night, you was fast. I just figure right now, 6 years later, I might got a shot at the king, and that's all I'm trying to do. I can't run for no 2,000-3,000. I'm trying to keep it small. I'm just trying to keep it what I can afford to do. That way, no matter what happens, I can walk away and say, hey, I tried my best, win, lose, or draw, still had a good time, you know, and I'm not trying to feel you out. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to win or lose. Honestly, I don't even know which car you're bringing because from my understanding, you got a couple cars just from listening to you on the show. I just want to know if you want to oblige that race because to me, I would think that you'd be like, okay, I'm going to knock this little punk back in his, you know, I'm going to put him back in his place real quick, you know, and let these other guys know that you do show up to race. So, I mean, 580 index class racing or not, I just figured you'd oblige my race. And, again, I don't want it to get out of control because that's where emotions get involved when, you know, people start betting $5,000, $6,000 at a hit. I mean, that's when people get real serious. I just kind of want to keep it a little friendly, you know.
Hey, well, I get real serious. I like big money. And I was talking about locking $5,000 on 20 or better. That's how I keep you in place.
Well, see,
if you ain't in that lane, you need to, you know, stand your, you know, keep your puppy, I mean, yourself in a small place, man.
Go ahead.
Well, let me tell you. Let me talk. I'll let you talk. And
yes,
then,
sir.
Like
go
you
right
say,
ahead.
If you want to do the $1,000 ain't, I wouldn't run my car for $1,000 like that for you. I mean, when I hit you in the head, when I get serious, I'm going to run my best car at you, and then I'm going to try to do it like I know how to do it. And that's the reason why I try to let y'all do what y'all do. Everybody say I buy races, but like this here, you just, you know, like you say, you out there bullshitting. I be kind of serious when I race.
Let me rewind that, sir. I never said I was bullshitting. I said it makes me get on the wheel when somebody's next to me. And I kind of figured you were going to try to buy a race like that. But where I'm from the DFW, and ass whoopings are still free. I mean, like Birdman said, I mean, he tried to get the guy to run him for $100, and he wouldn't do it. I mean, this ain't $100 we're talking about, but I'm saying let's put a little skin in the game. But honestly, sir, I can't bet for no $5,000 or $20,000. I'm just saying, let's put $1,000 on it because that's more realistic. That ain't baby money. I mean, maybe it is to you. It's not to me. It's maybe not to half the people on the show, you know?
Well, you might want to try to call some of them out. How about that? I don't want that race.
So you don't, because not even, I mean.
Hey, wait a minute, listen. Telling me what you want to do, I'm telling you what I'm going to do, and then you're going to tell me what other people say. Well, won't you run? I tell you what I do. I run you for $1,000 on my feet. How is that?
Nah, I can't do that, man. I'm a fat man. I can't do that. I mean, I got beat by cowboys from Tony Barnes and them crew, man. I can't run you.
Well, hey, well, guess what? Me and you might be a good race. Cowboy outrun me, too. So we might be even. You want the race that you want. How are you going to come on the show and call me out, and then I call you out? We run for that same little money that you, I feel better running on my feet because I'm really scared of my car because it runs six. I got it. Well, they're supposed to have it prepared to run 680, and I might be scared of that too. You did what I'm saying? And really, I was going to do this, but I really didn't want to do this because if we bet that kind of money, I was going to say we really need to be at a bigger track. We are going to a little river. That's a little track, right? And I can't understand why I'm getting called out on a little track. I don't do little things. I try to do big things.
I feel you on that, but I'm going to tell you, I was there last year, and that's probably one of the best hooking tracks next to Denton. That's probably one of the best hooking tracks I ever been to. So I don't know about Little River. I think that's just the name.
Can I tell you something about it?
Yes, sir.
I've been running that. Hey, I ran Little River 40 years ago every Sunday. You can't tell me nothing about that track.
No,
yeah,
I can't.
I was on, hey, goddamn, too young, Grace. So you can't tell me nothing about that track. I really don't have nothing to prove. But if you get up there, we'll do something for the people, man. And I'm telling you now, I'm going to run you with my best car. And I'm going to tell you now, if you can't run for no more than $1,000, we'll just put the cars in the back and we get out the damn car and we run down the track. How about that?
I don't quite understand that. You mean you want me to run me on feet then is what you're saying?
Yeah. That's feet money, you bet.
But I'm just saying. I mean, you're right. You don't got to prove nothing. You're right. You don't got
to
prove nothing.
I know that. That's what I'm trying to. Yeah, but I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, but that's feet money.
No, I see. I can't. I'm trying to
get on my feet.
Well, yeah, I can't. I'm not rolling like that. But I thought that at the end of the day, the name of the game was to make action, and that's all I'm trying to do. If we can't come agreement on a bet,
hey, well, look, man, I didn't give you all the action I can give you.
You ain't getting no car action.
Shit, I'm trying to give you some car action. We'll bet five on. I tell you what, we'll put up five on goddamn me 10.
No, sir. No, sir. I can't do that. I can't do that because, man, these cars fail. They break all the time. I mean, I'm just trying to keep them free.
I lose. I want you, like you said, something about you saw me 6 years ago. I want you to feel me for 10 years from now.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't think to me, honestly, sir, it's not about the amount of money that's on the wages. It's about that W, and that's all I'm trying to get, man. And to me, a win of a race means a whole lot more because I've been a driver all my life, and it's, no matter, I can't remember how much money I've ever won in drag racing, but I can tell you every win and every loss I've ever got. So the money is not what's important to me. It's the W, and that's all I'm trying to get. And if you're telling me $5,000 or $10,000, I'm telling you let's do it for $1,000, then we don't got a race, and we ain't trying to make action, and I'm sorry for, you know, holding up the show. Because that's all I can really do.
Right.
And you got to respect that. You know what I mean? If I can't do it, you can't do
it. Sir.
I'm just saying, let's do it for the fans.
All right. Well, look here, man. If I feel any different, right now I don't feel sick or nothing. If I start feeling sick or something and emotions and get on people what people want me to do, I'll be standing on my goddamn head at 5th and Congress. I don't know if you know where Congress is. That's downtown Austin. I'll be standing on my goddamn head waiting for goddamn me you to draw a goddamn crowd talking about look at King Arthur. It don't work like that with me. And let me tell you something. If you go back in the day at that same track, I bet you my wins are more than I done lost. And that's in any race that I ever had. Any race. And guess what? While I'm on the show, because everybody in Austin is on the show, I bet I got more wins in race cars than damn near anybody on the show. How about that? So I don't have to prove till I can run you for $1,000. $1,000, I start at $1,000 on my feet at 63. I'm an old man. How old are you, Flip?
I am 34 years old, and I'm about 80 pounds on
God
the weight.
Damn, I'm damn near 2 times older than you. That ought to be a good race.
No, it's not, because I tell you like this. I have met a lot of people over 50 that are in way better shape than I am, sir. And honestly, I don't even know or remember what you look like, but it don't even matter. I'm just telling you, I'm not a man that's quick on my feet. I'm just not. I mean, I'm quick on the tree, but I ain't quick on my feet. And that's your advantage.
Well, all I can tell you this, and I might be putting my foot in my mouth because I'm a, since you want to give a people something to see, I believe I'm going to try you and give you the hit for goddamn me $1,000 since you got $1,000 for me. I feel I would rather do that than run my car down there. I got damn near over $150,000, $200,000 tied up my goddamn car and run for $1,000 go down there and can't stop, run over something, tab something. The lanes, goddamn me, I can hold your hand and race. Hell, I probably, and if your old car next to me, cause I'm put some of that methanol in that son of a bitch, I'm going to probably burn your car up and you be me.
Okay, wait a minute. So let me get this straight. You want to give me the hit. And how far are we running for? How many feet?
Well, I don't really know you, but if I see you, we'll just look at it and then I'll have that right. I'm giving you the hit, right?
Yeah, I just want to know how many feet. I don't want you to hit me when we're going to run for 3 miles or nothing like that. I just want to know how many feet you're going to get.
I can't run three miles.
Yeah, and I'm a chronic smoker. I need to add that in, too. I just gave up cigarettes about a month.
You're a chronic smoker? Hold on,
slow down. Not chronic like weed. I mean, I used to smoke cigarettes a lot. Let me rephrase that. I'm not a chronic smoker. I mean that
Wait
I chronically smoke
you
cigarettes.
You going on what you used to do. Hell, I used to run people backwards. I don't do that no more. I got to go forward.
So let me get this straight. You're going to give me the hit. And all you're going to do is tell me how far we're going to race, right?
Yep.
And do you have any idea how many feet that is right now? Like, if you want to do a 50-yard dash, a 25-yard dash, or what you want to do?
I tell you what. This is what you want to do.
I would really just like to do, like, a little 20-yard dash or something. I'm big. I can't move around like that, you know?
You want to do a 20? Hell, we ain't that far apart. But if we do the 20-yard dash, we're going to have to start head up. How about that? Wait a minute. Your smoke won't kick in. You count. Hey, flip. I'm going to flip it on you. Now, you know, you got the name, but you come to Mr. Flip. I'll flip it on you. But you got a race. I guarantee you this. If you be at that track, this is what I do for you, sir. We're going to make it real good. You want to run the car, right?
Yep.
And I want to run your own feet, right?
Oh, I already see where you're going. Yes, sir. Let's do it.
well, let's do it then. Hey, tell the fans, hey, Tracy, let's put it now. I'm talking because, see, I kind of think I'm in charge now. See, I don't let you come tell me what I want to do. You either want to do what I want to do, or you do your thing, and I'll be over there doing mine. I'll be over there with all them people that's goddamn me going to be listening at what I want to do. I don't like people telling me what to do. I just have to go. We don't want to go back that far. I don't like people telling me what to do. I'm going to do what I want, got enough money to do what I want to do, and I'm going to do what I want to do. And guess what? If I want to run you in your car, you know what? You're going to be stupid enough to do it. And you'll do it. And then if I want to run you on your feet, you're going to be stupid enough to run me on your feet. Because that's what you want me. I don't know nothing about you, Flip. But I do know, if you goddamn me do what I want you to do, you ain't going to win. That's all I'm going to say. Let's put it out there. You put it out there. Say, y'all, all the Austin, Texas, when Flip gets to the table, y'all all know what he's going to do. Get his ass tore up. So, Flip, come ready to run King. And King's going to come running to run you. How about that?
All right, that sounds good. So how about we do this? How about we do the cars, heads up, 4,000, and then let's do me and you. You give me the break, but I want to do it on the track so that people can see it. I don't want that whole, you know, we go run in a corner somewhere. I want to race you on the track on foot. Well, you give me the break, and we probably race to maybe the 60-foot mark or maybe we race to a 100-foot mark. Or we pick it on the track. But you give me the break on foot, and then me and you run head up in the car. That's two races right there. Can we do that?
Okay. Hey, well, let me ask you this. So now you telling me again what we're going to do.
No, sir, I'm making a suggestion. Hey, politely, out of respect,
okay.
I'm making
okay,
a
well,
suggestion.
Okay, well, okay, well, let's make this suggestion. Okay, you know, I got the slow. Hey, look here. I got the slowest promo, right?
Hey, we got to get some
I don't know that.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Shut up, man. Whoever you is, you ain't going to do nothing. Hey, look here. Check this out, man.
Goddamn fool.
Shut up, man. You ain't going to do nothing. You ain't going to do nothing. Shut up, man. This we trying to lock in, man. Shut him up. Mute his mic. Hey, you won't run me on the feet neither. I don't even know who he is. You just want to be in King Arthur's show. This is what I'm talking about. Y'all need me. I don't need y'all. Hey, but look what we'll do. Since I got the slowest cars, right, you told me you know both my cars. You let me leave in my cars. I let my car leave, and then I let you leave on feet. And that's 500 and 500. How about
that? Oh, wait a minute. I never said you had a slow car. You said that.
Well, you put it out there, whatever I bring, long as it's my car, well, goddamn it, you are right?
Yeah, but I want to race
you. You give me the hit, and I'm going to try you. How about that?
Oh, no, man, because you said, you just like you told me, my big might be, my little might be
man,
your big.
We got other folks on the show.
Yeah, well, we trying to lock
in.
Wait
a minute, who is that talking? Who is that talking? There's other people on the show. Who is that? That's what I thought. Go ahead on, Flip.
Hey, that's all I'm saying is I'd rather do that, but you know what? I mean, I definitely don't like the comments from the Peanut Gallery, and you know what? If they get sideways, they can get next to the silver car, too. But all I got to say is I tell you what, we got right now, we'll lock it in there. We'll lock it in as far as, well, not lock it in, but I'll look at you when we get there. I want to give you a race on foot, and I want you to give me a race at the track. And when we get there, we can discuss the details. How about that? Because that's pretty much what you told me a minute ago.
Flip, now we good. We good, Flip. Bring goddamn me your goddamn best act, man. I like that. I love you, Flip, and we're going to do something. I promise you. And whoever that other motherfucker keep opening his mouth, ask him what he want to do. He might have a little more money. How about
there you
that?
Go. There you go. I got bad respect for that.
I'm
going
to go back on mute. I'm going to go back on mute so they won't say
I... Yeah, y'all already signed at the track. Y'all come to some kind of agreement. Y'all do something at the track. So let's see whoever got their hand up,
Flip.
See what they got to say.
All right, kid.
Yeah. All right, but Flip.
Oh, okay, Cheryl, who's up? What they got to say?
Bush, now, you got a comment.
What's up, Bushnell?
What's up? Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Bushnell.
Hey, I want to comment on that class race and grudge race, man. You know, them class races, man, they got a bunch of badass hot rods. Them grudge race, they got a bunch of badass. Anybody got any kind of hot rod, man, it's cool to see out there, man. So it's kind of like, man, if them people want to come down there and grudge and put on a show for them people and their fans and spectators and themselves for bragging right, man, they can do that at Tommy. So it's all the same shit, you know. So I just want to just elaborate on that, and that's about all I got to say on it.
Well, that's right, man, because like I said, I was on the show last night. We were waiting to get a little bit more confirmation, but they had the Carolina Kid. The Carolina Kid was on the show, and he's going to let us know. But, hey, Jeff, thing came up. We had a Jeff, both for Jeff and I was on the show.
I seen Jeff Nye at HMP. I didn't mean to cut you off, and I thought he was talking about he was going to some class race. And I heard him talk. I thought he maybe was going to some PDR race or some other NHR race. You know, Jeff do all kind of series. So I heard him, and he was all excited and pumped up about that shit, man. I said, shit, I'm going to be on that block, too, that weekend. I said, huh? He said, yeah. He said, I'm going to be at the World Grudge Night. I said, okay. So, you know, like I said, man, all them guys got badass hot rods, man. It don't make no difference who they is. Who they
are. Hey, well, we're trying to make that happen, man. We just waiting on the Carolina Kid with the Dodge car. We just waiting to get a little bit more confirmation. Carolina Kid say, hey, he'd like to come down here, and he say he'll run Jeff. And we waiting to see. They got they stuck a small agreement amount out there. We're just waiting to see. Well, everybody know those class races, but one thing about it, if they stick a little money out there and they want to do it, I believe the fans will love to see it, and if they do it, that's a grudge.
Yeah, it's a grudge, man. That's all it is.
So. Okay, we're going to go to the line and see if anybody else got something to say or got a call out they want to do or got a lock-in they want to do. push the one button and share who we got. If you got a call out, got a lock in, or got a race you want to see, come on, talk about it.
Okay. We've got a block caller. Block caller, your mic is open.
Hold on, mute, Michelle.
Uh-oh. Tumble
down.
What's happening? Go ahead.
He's trying to fuck me up.
Hold on.
I don't know who that was.
Okay, that was the one with the block number.
Tell me that.
What's happening?
Explain something to me. Now, y'all saying about these class cars and grudge cars. I mean, explain something to me. What's the difference? Why they won't run each other? I mean, you know, I'm lost on that.
Well, this is it. Some of the grudge races, not all of them, some of the grudge races don't like to run a class car for the simple reason the class car show its time. And if they go out there and run the class car and beat the class car, the grudge racer going to feel like that's kind of pimping his hand. You know, he's going to feel like they're kind of pimping his hand a little bit because people know what that class car run because they show his time. That's one reason a lot of them don't like to run. You know, you got some that don't care, but you got some that they don't like to run a time car. But when you got the deal come up, when you got two people that's known class cars and they run other places to show their time, and then you got the biggest grudge race go be in the country going down, and them guys talk about, man, if I come, can I get a race? Or they call me and say, man, can you find me a race? And I reach out there and try to find them a race, whether it's a grudge car or a class car, and another class car say, hey, I race. Hey, guys, you can come do it because it's a grudge race. Them guys know they want to bet money. So ain't my opinion. Hey, they gonna bet their money. That's a grudge race.
Okay, so, okay. I got you. Explain what I wanted to know.
You got guys right there. This nightmare, right?
Yeah.
You got guys right there. You know, you from the Dallas area. You got a lot of guys that used to run some of the King of the Hill stuff like that. They're still coming. They're still grudge, right?
Right. Right.
And when they run the King of the Hill stuff, some of them guys, they definitely show their time. But if y'all think y'all going to make action, whatever, they going to give you something, you still to try them, right? If you think you got action, they going to give you something. You know what that joker run because he done run some of the King of the Hill stuff. You still to try him if he trying to make it right for you.
Yeah, true that. And then, you know, about that King of the Hill, you know, sometimes like that King of the Hill, I'm just going to just throw a number up. You know, King of the Hill time might be a 480. You know what I'm saying? That's just for that class. But, shit, he just holding out for that. Shit, his shit can run fast and that all out. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear. You know, it's like I say, man, it's different slope for different folks. But the World Grudge Nats going to be the biggest grudge race to hit the United States in 2014. And you got guys, man, coming, whether they class races or all-out grudge races. They tell them that coming. They tell them that bet their little money. Man, at that point in time, what type of races they bet their money? They can, all the class races, they want to come and grudge, and if they sell another class car, they want from another state, they want to come down here and get it on, hey, man, let them guys get it on. That's my opinion. Let them get it on. You know, I'm not necessarily trying to stick them on a grudge car, but these two particular cars I'm talking about, they are known class cars, and the conversation is out there, and they got a wage, there's a price out there, and they just trying to see if one of them can make it. Make it, and if they can make it, it's gonna happen. So we're just pushing for it now because I believe the fans down here want to, they would love to see it.
All right, I'm going back on mute.
Okay, let's go to the lines and share what we got next. Anybody out there being good on
that older gentleman that shook our hand before he left?
Aubrey,
he's the one that
your mic is open. 713-8270. Your mic is open.
Yeah.
Really? 713-8270. Your mic is open. Okay, Tracy, he's not paying attention.
He's not paying attention. Okay.
You don't have any more.
Okay, you got enough. Okay, you know that's all the topic out there, man. I know there's some people out there that got some opinion about it. You know, I like for you to speak on it. You know, whether you like it or don't like it, man, this is the deal when it comes to grudge racing. It's just your opinion, what you think. Depending on where you come from, how you like to run your program, You know, people gonna run their program different ways, but does it mean, is it good, is it bad, or what? Hey, before we started traveling, there was a big thing about nitrous cars running turbo cars. The guys from the other state, they didn't want to run a turbo car. Well, you got some of them guys, and let's use Tony Bynes, for example. Tony Bynes took a gamble with a turbo car that he ain't never seen. You know, he didn't worry about if it was a class car or not a class car. It just so happened the guy had ran a few class, but Tony said, you know what? I'm a gamble with it. Hey, the man sit there and going to give him Tony Bynes the break. Tony going to take the break and gamble with it. He didn't worry about it with a turbo car. So happened once the man got there and seen Tony Bynes' car, it was an HMP, the man knew that he would feel like that, hey, I was giving up too much, and this guy got a turbo car, felt like he was giving up too much. The man went ahead and paid the punk out and told Tony, man, I gave up too much. I'm going to pay the punk out, but I'll try your heads up. What Tony do? Being a gambler that he is, being a grudge racer that he is, Tony took the gamble against the twin turbo car. Hey, and happened to win. Now, that's just going at it. You know, different strokes for different folks, but, man, that's just trying to make action. You know, you got some people going to do some things. You got some people not going to do some things. But with that race with Tony in that class car, was that a grudge race? Most definitely that was a grudge race. So any two cars can race. It depends on who you're trying to race, how they're trying to get it on. I lean on Eric trying to make a race instead of trying to stop a race. So anybody got anything to say on that, man? Anybody got a lock in and got something they want to bring up, put it out there. It's buzzing right now on these shows about some of this stuff. So what do you think about it?
Hey, Tracy, is my mic open?
Yeah, your mic is open.
You know, just for as I've been, you know, to quite a bit of shows, I really think, man, what's really going on with what we do and how we construct these races and what's really going on is we kind of leaning and doing things kind of like the East Coast, you know, like they think they run something anyway over there. But they came over here, like you spoke of, and say Tony Bynes did take the a race on one or two of these old cars over here. He know which one. He doing like he doing at the goddamn grocery store. He picking and choosing what he want. And then the other cars over there, everybody on the East Coast, they the one do all this question asking what this car got, is their class car, is they this and is they that. And, you know, I saw a lot of that with, you know, like Mike Hill supposed to be a class car. Mike Hill, a bunch of them won't run Mike Hill because he's a class car. But I think a lot of that is just a lot of weak ducking, you know what I'm saying? They really holler they don't want to run their car because they're going to, if they happen to outrun them, then everybody going to know their time. That ain't the real reason. Hell, they really can't outrun them cars, man. And really, it shouldn't be can a class car run a grudge car. It's evil, like you say. If you want that race, if you feel you can outrun this, like, I know a bunch of them cars over there in what you call ought to be able to outrun my Camaro. And it ain't I'm talking about some of them back ass. I can't outrun Birdman, Jekyll, or none of that with my car, you know, and them back ass, man. But I do have a remedy for that if it ever come up to that. But I need to stay in my lane. It's back to staying in your lane. And doing what you do, you know. And I told y'all when this year first started, it wasn't going to be all that big tire racing and all that, you know, three-man and come back and shut it down, you know. But on this racing, man, it's just who fooling who. And it need to go back to, like I've tried to explain, when the words say go, man. Three people need to get up else. You get six people, man, and take the show on the road. And let these people like flip their say, you know. They're trying to do something for the fans, get six people, dolly, la-di-da, la-di-da-da-da, let these cars do what they do. Y'all have one show, which cars y'all want to see, blah, 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 in Houston. Which cars y'all want to see, blah, blah, in Dallas. But the Grudge Nationals is going to take care of most of this because all the cars going to be in one spot. I thank y'all for y'all time. And that's all I got to say on that.
Okay. Yeah, they're definitely going to be there. I mean, every Grudge car that I know in the state of Texas that love the Grudge race, man, if it's running, they plan on being at the World Grudge National. So, you know, they gonna when they come here, they gonna have more than what they beckon for some kind of way. You know, they gonna get a race. So, hey, we're gonna go to the line and share with the other hands. We got see who got something to say. Some of these folks sitting back there in the bush, you got a call out. Make your call out. Got any hands up?
Richard, your mic is open.
Hey, Miss Sharon. Hey, Tommy. What's up, Tracy?
Hey, what's up, Richard? What's on your mind?
Oh, not much, man. I just joined in. I was busy at work, but I figured out what the storyline is here. You know me, I'm slightly opinionated. We've seen over the years class cars racing grudge cars, and I mean the class cars are faster than the times they show. If they run in a 580 race, you know, or know they're faster than 580 because they got to nail as close to that 580 as possible on 5.0, same shit, 6.0, 660, whatever. These fucking grudge races are faster than they're showing too. You know, Nightmare is probably quicker than what he's showing everybody. You know, it goes both ways. You know, I think they should do it. You know, if class racer wants to run a grudge racer, fucking if grudge racer thinks he's got him, fucking run him. Excuse my language.
No, I hear you. I definitely understand that, man. I definitely understand that. You know, you just got some, each his own. You know, people going to run their program the way they're going to run it. But, you know, personally, I think if the two guys decide that what they want to do, I think that's a grudge race. I wouldn't want to stop it if that's what they want to do. The ones who don't, they won't. But, you know,
yeah.
Saying that because, man, I'm telling you, right now I got blower cars, I got turbo cars, and I got some automatic pro mods that want to show up at the World Grudge National, and they are telling me, find me a race, and I'm reaching out there trying to find a race with somebody across the state line, and they're trying to see, and it's going to be a grudge race and trying to make it happen just to give some of these guys with these class cars to show up at that event, man, and put on a hell of a show. So that's what's happening now.
I hear you. I mean, Jekyll runs the pro mods. Birdman's run the pro mods. They'll both be there. I mean, I had something I was going to tell you, but I just can't freaking think of it.
You forgot it already?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, I had something I was going to tell you. It's just, you know, everybody knows the fastest car don't always win. So if you're running the you're running a class car, and he's fast, and you're fast. You're in that range too, because you know what your own time is. That don't mean that damn class car is going to run that time. You know, he could slip, bust some tires loose at 60 foot, 100 foot, and boom, you won. It's over.
I hear you.
Anyway, I'll get off the mic. I'm muted.
Okay. All right. Okay, Sharon, we got any other hands up, you know?
Yeah, I don't have any more hands up right now.
Okay, so everybody just sitting back looking. We ain't got nobody want to call out, nobody for a race this weekend. I'll tell you what, I was talking to somebody. Tink on this line was talking to somebody today, trying to line up a race for the weekend. I know Tink was after. I know Tink was on the line talking about he'll drive his car and he'll run anybody in his class coming up for the weekend in Temple. Anybody out there, I know a lot of people want to see Tinker do his thing and come to the forefront, so he done stepped up and say he'll drive his car and he'll run. If anybody out there want Tinker's ass, push the one button and see if you can kind of make it happen. So I just like to know if anybody want to try him. So Tinker, was that just talk, Tinker, or are you actually trying to get in the water box?
Did I miss it?
Well, Tinker didn't put his hand up, but Carlos, your mic is open.
Hey. Go ahead, Carlos.
Hey.
What happened?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on?
Hey, man, I was just letting y'all know, man, I really like what y'all doing. I'm a youngster. I'm starting out with the same man that you started out with. Y'all called him
who
out this
that?
Morning. Mr. Larry.
This is who?
Pee-wee.
This ain't Pee-wee talking. Who is this talking?
It's Carlos.
It's Carlos.
Yeah,
but you run
yeah.
with Pee-wee?
I'm starting out with him, man. I just want to say I'll be there to support y'all this weekend. You know, I'm young. I'm just trying to get into the race scene.
Well, come on, get your fit. Well, you started with Pee-wee. I tell you what, that's who started me years ago. Matter of fact, Pee-wee was trying to hope he could make action this weekend, but he didn't think he was going to have his motor ready. But he did tell Tinker, man, you called me out, so I can tell you right now, we'll be running 4th of July weekend. So since you called me out, you can count that good. Win, lose, or draw, Pee-wee say he going to run Tinker 4th of July in San Antonio. So I'm just trying to find Tinker race for this weekend. So, yeah, well, you starting out with Pee-wee. Well, one thing about it, that's who I started with. Showcase. Get you started, man. Just listen to him and try to learn. And welcome to have you to the Grudge Game, man.
Oh, yeah.
Pee-wee,
yeah.
Your mic is open.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
Shit, man, I'm trying to get a license. I got a telephone call this morning. I was cutting down a pecan tree. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I've been in the game a long time. And I ain't scared of nothing. I do bracket racing, class racing. All of us goddamn singles. That's why I started in the Grudge Game. We all did. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. We definitely. We used to go out there on the back road.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, you're going to get that man that called you out, ain't you?
I want him. And it's I ain't just talking. He know it. I've been knowing that boy a long time. He said he's going to drive it. It don't even make no difference. I still want
him. Oh, they're going down, nigga. I
want him. And I want him. It's so hell if I get that thumbnail ready between now and Friday, I'll run him in.
Oh, shit.
Tinker, you out there? Or you went in the bushes?
I see Tinker's number, but he's not pressing the one button.
He needs to press it. He needs to press it because he popped off to the wrong one. I ain't never
Tinker, come out there and push it. You know a whole lot of people say they'll race you if you get in that car and drive it. And you said you were driving, so you might as well come out them bushes.
He picked on the wrong one. He ought to know better.
I know Tinker's out there.
He's picking on a grown man. He got to remember that.
I'm getting a text from Tinker saying open his mic. I'm getting a text. He said open his mic. Open his mic. He said his mic ain't open. Yeah.
Is he there?
Okay. Tinker's going to have to learn where the one button is. Hold on. I have to find him again.
I'm going to fuck with me and make you call him. I'm cutting down a goddamn pecan tree. Y'all call me. Fuck with me that way.
There he is. Pee-wee. Pee-wee.
I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been pushing the one button for a half an hour. Whenever you get that motherfucker ready, you call me. Down your ass,
I'm
going.
I tell you what,
whenever you get that motherfucker ready.
We
got to the seed shop. Tell me where it's at. We going to get it.
Okay,
hey,
Call me. You ain't got no business getting on this show with that shit. So goddamn your ass.
Hey, Pee-wee say he got something right now that ain't as fast, but if you let him tag land, he'll try you with that.
Well, he can tag land. I don't give a goddamn.
I tell you what made you want to fuck with me anyway? You don't know better than that, boy. What made you do that, dude? What kind of medicine you took? I'm not that come down and say, I'm really mad at you, man. I'm mad at you, man. And then like I say, I'm going to still love you when I get through kicking that ass.
All right. Okay. So down on your ass, I'm going.
But I'm going to tell you something. I ain't none of them other dudes. I'm going to tell you something about me. You got to race me. I'll tell you that right now. You fucked up, boy.
Okay.
You got to run me. I don't care what you got and whatever. You got to run me because I didn't pick on you. You called me this morning. Just like I say, I was cutting down a pecan tree and you distracted me. And I don't appreciate that. You must think I'm one of them little old boys y'all be talking to. I'm that same old motherfucker been in the game a long time.
That's right. But soon you get that goddamn car running, you call me.
I tell you what, you know where I live, don't you?
You know where I live?
I know where you live. I'm a type of nigga. I'll come to your house and tell you, hey, man, I'm finna go sit back. Come on. I don't even need no crap.
We don't say the N-word. Watch the N-word. We don't say the N-word on it.
He make me say it because he talking. Don't call me saying him
Hey, wait!
And anybody that they don't know me, but I tell you what, they'll see me out there running, and I don't play it. I'm gonna run class race.
And
I'm gonna run class race.
See where you are, man. Give me my
boy.
Let the Grudge World know who Pee-wee is, man. He talked to you. Tell him, man. Tell him who the Grudge World Pee-wee is. Let him know I'm going to crack his ass. But you let him know who they who Pee-wee is.
And he ain't got to tell him. I want you. You supposed to know. You don't need to tell the rest of them about me. I'm going to come out of nowhere. I'm going to come out of nowhere. I bet I am shit more long than you. And so it's on, Pinkin. I ain't never said nothing bad to you. I ain't never picked on you. I know y'all spend y'all money. I'm retired, but I'm going to tell you one goddamn thing. Don't let me go to the bank. I don't make me do that. I can spend some money, but you know what? I'm going to do it without no money fucking with you. Because I've been doing it like that all my life. I don't spend no fucking money. I know how to make them go.
Okay.
And I can drive some bitch too. So,
hey, wait.
You something? I bet you ain't gonna hang a bag up. I promise you. And we're gonna still be friends when we get through. Because I'm a real person. I'm not like the rest of them.
I'm a real nigga.
Yeah, and you don't play with grown folks.
Hey, Tinker, since Pee-wee ain't ready right now, Tinker, you got somebody you want to call out there? There's quite a few people saying if you drive, you a driver. You got somebody on here you want to call out?
Nah, I ain't got nobody else want to call out right now.
So what
I
you said,
crack
you
know,
yeah,
I want to call out Tinker, man. That's Tinker Bell.
Who's that night, man?
Yeah, you the one with beating on your chair talking about I wasn't going to run Ellicott. You the one with hanging out on Ellicott, little old nuts and shit, Wayne. Fuck shit, nigga.
I said y'all was going in the private room too much. Y'all was going in the private room too much.
Nah, you said you told Ellicott you bet $100 Nightmare wasn't going to race. You was beating all on your chest that day, huh?
No, I said hung out for you a Nightmare. I mean, you know Ellicott.
That was you, Tinkerbell. But you were beating on your chest saying we weren't going to do nothing, Tinkerbell. Understand me? You're the one. I've been looking for you, man.
You been looking for me?
Yeah, you been hiding ever since then, you know what I'm saying? Because you got on there, you know what I'm saying?
You didn't hold that thought. That's what you do. You didn't hold that thought.
I've been holding for this room. Shit. I'm talking
about it. Hold a little while. I can't do nothing with you.
Cut on your Bluetooth.
Hey,
I just wanted to, you know, bring it up back up to you. Cause I remember you beating on your chest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, okay.
So okay, I can't do no man, but you just hold that thought.
All right.
Yeah,
about you, Tinker.
Yeah,
about you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Tinker.
Huh? Pee-wee.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm going to grow you up real fast. You're going to be a good guy when I get to tearing your butt up. I'm going to teach you how to drive, and I'm going to be on the other side. I'm going to make you drive that car. I'm going to grow you up in a hurry. I'm going to make a big boy out of you. You hear me?
That's
and
right.
You ready to grow up?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, then I'm going to grow you up.
All
right. I'm going to go.
Let's see if we got any other hand up. Let's see if we got somebody want to call out somebody. If you got a hand up, you got a call out. Sherry, we got any other hand up, Charlie?
Bull Rider, your mic is open.
Let me put this on.
What's going on, Tracy?
What up, Bull Rider?
Hey, man, you ain't got Tootsie Roll on here tonight?
Pro Side Joe?
Yeah, Pro Side Joe. That's Tootsie Roll there.
Yeah, I heard him say that. Now, ain't somebody told he got his hand up, so, you know, he couldn't come to the pro for last night. He probably in the bush, probably sitting back in the bushes.
Hey, Tootsie Roll, if you out there in Grand Land, push it one button so we can hear you shit talking tonight.
I just got a text from somebody coming running off the chain. I just got a text from John Wayne. If you out there, push the one button. I don't know if off the chain is up and running. I hadn't seen it in a while, so I don't know if they're trying to make the world grow advanced or not. So, but off the chain ain't the only thing running. I mean, I hadn't seen them out in a while, but might be some other people. You want to push the one button? If you on here.
Who's the running
button? Somebody looking for off the chain and want to run and they got a race set up, but I don't think he's out here, but
that,
somebody else is.
While you're waiting on that, I've got a hand up.
Go ahead.
817-3085, Big Jackie, your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing out there, Tracy?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Well, Nightmare, you just threw a bone now. I want to bite it. We want you on the fourth. Matter of fact, we want Nightmare on the fourth. Billy with the night with his new car with the Nova. We want him on the fourth.
Billy.
Yeah, Billy from Dallas.
Oh no.
Supposedly they got the. We don't do no home tour. The clown car don't care about no home tour.
So we want
Nightmare and we want Alley Cat, since you ran. And you wouldn't lock us in because you wanted something else, we'll take you too.
Nightmare on here. Nightmare, you want to have a... It's Jack, right? You said it's Jack, right?
Yeah.
Nightmare, you want to answer the man?
All right. What's up, Jackie? What's up, Jack?
Man, how you doing, man?
Yeah, what's going on, Mike? It's smooth. What's going on, Mike?
Smooth. Listen, man... I've been hearing everybody else talking to me for you, so I'm going to say it for us. We
all
want
right.
you on the fifth. Yes or no? We ain't going to, you know,
right.
we don't do no arguing and fussing.
Yeah, right.
Can
right.
I have
you,
you on the
you don't do that. You don't do no shit like that. Look at
you
home, boy.
Can I have you on the
fifth? You hear me? I'm not going, first of all, my intention is not going to San Antonio racing no Texas car. No Texas car. But if you want it, you can get it before then. But
thank
you got to give
out.
Me what
Stop.
I want because I can't beat
what
you.
You okay, then we can cut the conversation short then. Because y'all barking, it ain't true because me and you talk. Well,
right,
a lot of people
right.
saying that we won't run y'all no more. We scared
yeah.
to run y'all. I don't know why we would be scared to run y'all.
Yeah. Right. Now, means, like I told you.
me and you done talk, you know what I'm saying? So, you know where I stand on that, that point, you know. But I just told you right then, though, what if y'all want it, we can do it before then, but you got to give me my steps on it. I can't
give you number of hood, bro. So I leave it alone.
Okay.
I said, I can't give you number of hood.
I'm telling you, if I'm in the first world, in the first world, no, I can't beat you head up. But if you
okay,
have it that
I'm
bad,
sorry.
Give me my
like
tips and we can do it.
I told you I can give you a hug. So we done
okay,
with that.
Okay, all right. All right, well, we done with that.
Alicat. Alicat, you know my telephone number. You can get on the radio show. I want you to, since you did what you did, we homeboys, we still family, but I want you to on the 5th, so you call me and let me know. Billy, bring any car you want to bring, the new car or the Nova, we'll take you. Just say whatever you want to say.
Hey, man, let's see if they're on here so they can answer. Sharon, is anyone of them on here? Is anybody from Billy Camp on here, Attica Camp on here, are they on here?
Hold on.
I gotta mute the mic.
Hey.
Is anybody one of them two camps on here?
Alicat. I don't see Alicat. I saw. Hold on a second. Let me do something. Give me a minute.
Understand some, Tracy.
Uh-huh.
We 3,000 pounds. When Alicat called me, Alicat tried to put my boy on Sue. He tried to put him on us. You know what I'm saying? I know what the car weighs. What's his name? Hot Shot. I know what Hot Shot car weighs. I know what Hot Shot got in it. That ain't none of my business. But I'm 3,000 pounds over here. 4.65 board space. We can't do nothing with him, so we ain't gonna mess with him. Allie? He know what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to lock us in. Well, he didn't lock us in. I got respect for that. Well, now I want to lock him in. So whenever he read,
on,
all he
got
to do is bark.
Hold on a second. Let me find him. Shoot, there he is. Hold on. Ray Day, your mic is open.
Yeah, bro.
How you doing, Ray Day?
What's up?
Okay, here's it is. Your boy Billy got on the, you know, bomb, put a camera in his face. We don't even know Billy that good, except I know him. By shaking his hand. He said he'll run a clown car whenever, whatever. Now here we go. Saturday, July 5th, we can lock it in right now, 5 on 2,000 or better.
The clown car?
Yeah.
No, that ain't, not right now. That ain't going to happen.
Okay, no problem there. I'm just going off of what the video said. The video said,
when
my car come out, we want you.
We talked to Travis. We not out right now, but when we come out, we not running from it. We talked to him. It's going to happen.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right, then. Well, when Alicat get in touch with me, tell Alicat to call me. I ain't going to hold your show up, Tracy. I don't really like to talk. I just got out of jail, so I'm all right. I can do other things.
You Jackie?
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
I was in white jail, not the penitentiary, white jail. So, now
I'm
out.
I'm saying, hey, it is what it is, wherever it was, you know. You back out, you hold a show. You're talking, you want to try to make some action, I hear you.
So, you call me, y'all got my number, let me know.
Okay, sure, I got any hands right. up?
No, you don't have any more hands up.
Zach done come on here and shut the show down?
No, sir, I didn't. We don't want no trouble, Trey. We're going to stay in our class. We little boys, we act like little boys. We don't do nothing else.
Hey, they say you shut the show down, Jack. Oh, man, that's tough.
Is that my cousin, Alicat?
Nah, this still smooth on him, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. I thought you Alicat, bro.
I'm just trying to see any more of them boys in your class trying to bite. Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, why don't you call Alicat? Call Alicat, see what's going on. Y'all calling everybody else?
Everybody
call
Alicat. Shit. Y'all need to be shooting that motherfucker in y'all class. Shit.
Hold on.
See if you can get Attica on the phone.
The man can
call.
See if you can get
Attica
on the phone.
Clown car, why don't you go out to Big Sexy?
You ain't in my class. You know he ain't. Matter of fact, I tell you what you do. You do sexy.
Hey,
that's all I'm saying. I know Big Sexy, so I'm asking to give you the back tie. You right.
Say, Jackie.
Hmm?
Is what you calling y'all class? Greg
Who?
Green?
Greg Green.
Well, we don't talk to Greg Green because Greg Green don't get on us and start talking grudge racing. If Greg Green want to run, he already told us, I'll walk up to y'all and say face-to-face, I'll run.
Now, Greg Green called the show.
I talked to Greg Green. Greg Green ain't
Tony
Thorne
in y'all class with that Mustang.
Tony Thorne family. We don't even mess with Tony
Thorne. Oh, come on now. It's all
you know
about
grudge. It is grudge racing. Standing on for our family. You don't fight your family. We're not going to fight out.
All right. Okay. Y'all got your way. Okay. I see.
Like, you know, one thing about, the bad part about that night, y'all tried to act like Travis back was hurting. Tony Thorne was going to drive the car that night just so we can knock y'all off.
Okay.
We don't really care about family is family.
Hey,
Tony will give us anything.
Like I told you, you know, I've been a man about we can't fuck with your head up, but, you know, if y'all want to do any kind of blessing, goddamn me, we will serve you. You already know that, you know what I'm saying? You know,
what y'all asking for? Hey, Nightmare, what y'all asking for?
Gee, I mean, we can work it out. See, move, back pass.
We can't give him nothing, Tracy. Both of them 3,000 pounds.
Any one of them.
We know we can't. He know we can't give us nothing. That's why we don't even talk to him like that. I don't entertain conversations we can't win.
Yeah.
Hey,
Jackie, Alley Cat on his phone. You looking for me?
You damn right.
Uh-oh.
So, look, watch this.
Let me tell you something, man.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. You know my number for number one. I called you about 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
now, if you call me
about
on,
you call me
on this show, I'm going to get on your ass this Sunday or this Saturday. So don't make me come to Kennedale and get on your ass.
That's all I want to hear. I see Sunday at the track. What time?
Let's lock it in, goddammit.
What
you mean
right now?
I want to do it at 8 o'clock when the sun just going down.
Let's go. Bet.
Call me in 5 minutes.
Shit.
You ain't said nothing.
Call me.
What?
Call me. I want that ass. Hold on, Trace. Listen to this. I'm going to surprise everybody. Alley Cat, I'm in Congo, Texas right now. Give me your address. I'll show up at your house and lock it in.
Nah, I ain't going to give you my address on the phone.
Hold
on.
I'll meet you at Greenpoint Mall right now. I just stood up. I'm cutting my laptop off. I'll meet you at Greenpoint Mall with $500 in my hand. We can lock it in right now.
Hold up. Let's get one thing straight. Now you talking about Travis Orr car, right?
Yeah.
And my car.
Yes, all right, sir.
Cool. Okay, that's a bet.
I'm walking out the door right now. Call me on my cell phone. All right,
telephone.
I'm going to meet that. Bye.
I'm already in the area, fool.
All right. I'm on exit number 9, right behind the Walmart at the Days Inn.
And call us back and let us know y'all locked it in.
Yes, sir. I'll talk to y'all later. Let me go do this here with the cat.
All right. Okay. All right. All right, man, you know, they don't work that out. I guess we'll know if they locked it in. Somebody let us know if they locked that race in.
I'm telling the trade, they try to put out these big boys. Man, I mean, you know, we big, but we ain't gigantic.
I just got a text, and if I get a text, I'm a read it. I just got a text. I can Nightmare out a back half belt and won't run for it. Now, somebody just texted me that. Nightmare, y'all want to answer that?
Uh-oh.
Somebody let go of that two-step button.
Say what now? I hit the wrong button.
I just got a text. They said I can Nightmare out a back-ass belt and won't run for it. Somebody just texted, so they texted. I'm going to read it because that's what they're saying.
I'm going to put it like this here. We ain't been called out for the bill. You got to call us out, and then you got to go through Alley Cat because he got certain rules about the bill. If he say your car has the rules of his belt, we ain't got no other choice but to get up there. It ain't just if anybody call us out. It's rules behind that belt here. So you go through Alley Cat, and if he say your car passed the criteria or whatever he say for his belt, goddamn it, get up there. Yeah, I'm through with that. I'm talking to Texas, yeah.
He's on the show, so he heard you.
Okay, now, that's how you do that. We can't hold it. We can't sit on it and hide it from nobody. Gee,
ain't nobody challenging you.
Ain't nobody challenging you and said they were challenging you for the bill. So, at least they ain't said it on here. So, whoever the guy that texted me that, you heard what the answer is. And tell him, do he got a car? Who is this talking?
Yeah, why don't he be a man enough to come on here and ask it?
Hey, if you a man, I ain't gonna say who it is, but if you a man, push the one button. They want to know. Okay, I got another text. They scared as hell.
Okay, well you tell them they scared as hell to get on here and say who they is.
Hey Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead.
What y'all talking about? Some racing for July 4th?
Jack called out them a race for July 4th. Jack called. He wanted to race July 5th. Jack was calling out for July 5th. Who is it?
This Rock.
Rock from California?
Rock from South Carolina. I live in California. I wish y'all stopped saying that shit.
Well, goddamn Rock. We know you from South Carolina. Hey, well, hold on, Rock. Hold on. Y'all bringing Purple Rain. I hear the truck don't be there.
Nah, Purple Rain down. We bringing the Mustang. Purple Rain might come. We don't know yet. We waiting on some parts.
But y'all bringing the back half Mustang?
No. Stock suspended.
29.
Anybody down there? 29.
Anybody on 29?
A true stock suspension car.
Well, you got them 29.
Ain't no back half on 29. Ain't none of that.
Hold on.
Hey, Rock.
Telephone out there?
Hey, Rock.
Yeah.
That Big Rock Nice call?
Yeah.
Hey, the Big Rock.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Say it. Get it out your mouth. Don't hold it in.
Tracy, can you hear me, Tracy?
Yeah, I hear you with it.
Okay, hey, this Big Deck again. I got something. I forgot something. Hey, Rock, I apologize for getting in your business right now, but just hold on a second. Nightmare, you still out there?
Huh?
Is Nightmare still online?
Hello.
Hey,
yes,
Hey, Tracy. I want to let you know I can't fit that. I can't fit that belt you got. But from what the rules say, all I gotta do is challenge you for that belt. I'm gonna challenge you for the belt now. Now you pick the track in 2 weeks and let me know where to show up.
Hey, like I say, Jackie,
no,
if you apply by
nothing.
The rule, look here, man. Look here, Jackie, you can't make the rule.
You
make,
no, the belt makes the rule.
That kid ain't made no rule. He ain't told us no rules, so how in the hell you know the rule?
Wow,
we
online?
We don't even know the rule, so how you know the rule?
Look online, man. I know you go
online.
It's got the rules online. It's got the rules online, Chief. That's where I got the rules from. I didn't make them up.
Nightmare, they finna get you right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Look at it, man. That's built. If somebody take it, they did take it. That don't stop me from racing, baby. I've been racing before they came out with this belt. That belt ain't
hold
shit.
Say, Tracy, if I'm mistaken, did anybody else see the rules online? Or maybe I just read something that ain't set.
Nightmare, they fit them rules. They coming out for your ass.
I don't know. Atticat still on your ass.
I know who that is.
Alley Cat
dropped off. You want me to get Alley
Cat? Yeah, get Alley Cat on here, man. Get Alley Cat on here.
We
can sell it
here,
guys.
Okay.
I'm silent now. That's what it is. She, goddamn me, I'm going to tell you when we're going to do it. And you be the first one in line.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, tell it down.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
You can get in touch with Rock, this bush.
Rock is on here.
Nah, you can get in touch with him through the week. I just want to
I want to ask my racing buddy about locking him in on that 29.5 stock suspension because he's in a rap motor race.
You damn sure can talk to your friend. Call him now. Hang up now and call him and call us back.
Oh, ain't no problem, man. We can get in touch. I mean, you know, I know you ain't hard to find, so as long as Tommy Dog got your number, we'll call you. Ain't no big deal, man.
Yeah, I'm looking to race. That's what I want to do.
Yeah. So I ain't trying to lock you in on nothing that I ain't got with my racing partner, man, you know.
I'm coming for I'm coming to Texas for two reasons. To eat a good steak and to get on somebody's Texas ass.
Hey, where's Ken phone him on.
Hey, I don't want to travel all the way to Texas to race somebody from South Carolina. I ain't coming out of that.
We won't. You can ask.
Hey, hold on.
I don't want to come down there to have sex with a cow. I'm trying to have sex with a pretty boy. That's the reason.
Well, look here. I'm going to let you look at him and see if he's pretty. Hey, get Tony on your car. I know Tony got 29.
I hope he got some kind of stock car. I don't want the back half car. Yeah. I ain't looking for him.
I don't believe his car back half. Hey, Jeremy, get Tony on here.
If he ain't back half, I will do it.
He's not back half.
If he ain't back half, I got action with me all day. And anybody
hold on,
else
we go.
Along back half. I can race twice in one day. I think I can stand that.
Tracy, hold on. Somebody's got some background noise. I don't know. You're washing some pots and pans or something. Mute your phone if you're not talking, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody sit back and watch somebody who know how to race. Watch somebody make a race the right way. Now, who is
Tony
Dawson?
Tony Dawson, you on here? Do you got Tony on?
Yeah, Tony's on.
Tony's on. Come on, mute. Tony. Tony, that you?
Y'all told that man I was on the phone. He didn't got off.
Tony.
Hold on, Tracy.
Tony's smart.
Can you hear me?
Tony's on. We got the Bounty Hunter Rock on here. So he coming from South Carolina, and he said he want to run a car. He don't want to run no back half. He want one on 29, and I told him, I think you on 29, and you ain't no back half.
I know what you're calling a back half. My car stock floorboard from the firewall to the trunk.
Rock, that's your man, Rock, talk to him.
That's my man. That's got the same thing.
Chuck Samuel's old Camaro, and he's running NMCA in True Street.
I don't know what that is. As long as you got a stock suspension car, I don't know about that. But you say you got all floor, there ain't no four-link car, none of that is.
You can call it a four-link, yeah.
Well, if it's four-link, then you're out my league.
Now, it's all stock floorboards. It's got the stock factory gas tank in it. It's all stock everything.
That means back half nowadays. That's low budget back half.
All right.
Yeah,
right.
That's a back half car, man.
It doesn't even have subframe connectors.
Listen, man, you got an alter suspension. You have a four link car. And it's a four-link car. You got a four-link chassis. So, I mean, if you didn't cut the floorboards and all that out, it was a purpose-built car. But in all actuality, it's really a back half.
That's cool.
Nothing stopping it from being a backup car.
I don't consider my car any more of a four link car than any Mustang out there on the market. They come with a factory of four link bars, and
yeah,
a Mustang is just as much a four link bar as my car in my classification.
Well, I ran a Camaro for so many years. I used to hear that excuse. I used to try to make that same excuse to people, but they don't want to hear that. At the end of the day, it is what it is. You know what I mean?
That's cool. I mean,
Mustangs are not cut out and designed quite nowhere near as good a four link.
Let me see if you remember this race. You remember Tony? You remember when Tony Bynum came out here a couple of years ago, and he ran the ruler.
Nope, I don't. What he had? The purple? That was that. What was that? Novi? That orange Nova that he's there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that orange and black Nova, yeah.
That's the one Tony Bynum was driving.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah, it's that black car.
Right, that's the one Tony Bynum was driving, the ruler, yeah, right.
Go ahead. Yeah, the ruler's a back half car.
He ran the ruler with a car, the Terminator car. Tony Thorne got the Terminator car. Like, what, about an 85 or 90 model Camaro?
91 Camaro.
Yeah. I was just trying to see if you remember that race when he ran the ruler.
No.
So you know the car.
Nah. I know. I've built enough cars and drove enough cars to know. I understand what he's saying he got, and I've had one of those before. They ain't number the back half car. Mustangs can't be. I mean, they come factory four link, so they say, but they don't have nowhere near the adjustment as a purpose built four link car. So that's it's a good bit of an advantage for that.
Well, if you come down here and you don't find a race or something, you feel like you want a race, I'll run you.
Yeah. You ain't got to worry about me not finding a race. That's the last person not find one. I'm gonna find something. Dude. If I have to wrestle with you, you know, at the end of the night, yeah, I might say fuck it, let's go. But I don't want to run no four lane cars. I don't want to, but it looks like I might have to.
Rob, when you get out there phone, somebody gonna talk about you. They gonna talk about you. Yeah, your homeboy gonna. He wouldn't run Tony Thorne. Oh my goodness!
Well, I don't know the guy. First of all, that's one of the problems. You can't just be running into a blind car. I know what I'm talking about when it comes to cars. That's why I ask these questions. That's first. Secondly, I ain't doing nothing stupid these days. You know what I'm saying? Money is very hard to come by, so I ain't going to run nobody with my chest poked out because I think I'm the better driver. That ain't got shit to do with it. The bottom line is, I'm trying to run a car close to my class. If it was reverse role and I come with backup car, I couldn't get a car like mine to give me no fair rate.
I got a conventional headed short deck 1.4 barrel car.
Man, all that don't matter to me. That's on you. I don't want to look at none of that. I ain't trying to look at none of that to determine what you got. I'm just trying to make sure that I put my car in a good position to race. I don't want to run a back half car, full length car. I'm not doing that. You know, so I don't have that type of car.
Tell me, dog, I got the perfect car for Brock ass.
Who was that?
Bushnell.
What you got?
My car, man. What you mean?
Oh, you want to run your car?
He sounds just like me. You know what the fuck he's talking about, what kind of car you want to run, how the suspension is, determine what the fuck it is, that's what it is.
Okay, well, talk to him then, Rock.
I told him we're going to call him for the interview. I got to get with my investor, man. I told him that. Yeah, we're going to call him.
I don't want to run no four-lane car. I'm not trying to do that, man.
You want to run the Grub? That's what you want to run.
He want to run the Grub?
Yeah, he want to run the Grub.
I don't want to lock Tinker in. Hey, Sharon, I just sent you a number. Get that guy on the phone. They want to lock Tika in right now. They just called me.
All right. In the meantime, Melvin, your mic is open.
Okay. Try to get that guy on. He want to lock Tika in. Tika, don't go nowhere. What's up, Melvin?
Yeah, we're going
to
give you a call.
for much, man. What's going on? I have a full-length car. I don't have to worry about them full-lengths. I definitely got one.
Yeah, but this guy got a 29 inch tie. This guy got a 29 inch tie car. You must be out. I see what you did. Are you looking for Birdman?
Hey, okay, I got a text to Tommy.
Huh?
Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy.
I hear you. Go ahead.
My investor just called me. I got a text. He must be listening to the show. He say, lock Rockhead's ass in on 5 or 1500 or better. For the world goes national.
Rock.
Yo.
Yeah.
The man talking.
They lock him
in. Talk to him.
Lock it. Okay, let's lock it up. I ain't got no problem.
Yeah, we're going to lock in on 500. You pay at the gate when you get that, Rock. 500 on 15 or better.
Okay.
Right,
you,
what time you want to rock?
You tell me the grudge and rock?
Huh?
Is this the grudge and rock?
Yeah, it's me. It's Thomas Bushnell. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. All
right, ain't no four-link car, is it?
No, Rock, it's a ladder bar car.
It's a ladder bar car.
It still got the frame rails in it and all that shit. Small tie, 29. All right.
You know
we run winter balls down there, Rock.
No, we ain't going to do that. That's
we run winter balls down there, Rock. You come to Texas,
man,
Rock. It ain't no East Coast shit, man. It's Texas.
I don't have
this ain't no motherfucking East Coast shit, man. We from Texas, man. Yeah, we ain't from no motherfucking East Coast.
That's sissy balls.
Yeah.
Hey, we call them sissy balls, sissy sticks.
Yeah, well, we from Texas, man. It ain't no motherfucking East Coast.
Yeah,
you come to Texas, Rock.
Right?
We ain't come no motherfucking North Carolina, South Carolina shit. You come to Texas,
Rock.
You want to race, man. Just race. Quit being, man, y'all come to Texas.
That motherfucker ain't no fair. Hey, Rock, let me tell you something, Rock. Let me tell you something, Rock. I know a motherfucker go 10. I know a motherfucker go 108 with no goddamn wheelie balls, man, so they ain't got a goddamn thing to do with it, Rock.
Yeah,
I know a motherfucker go 108 on some no wheelie balls. So you gonna tell me wheelie balls is a factor?
Yeah, listen. I'm not fucking with no wheelie balls.
Yeah, well, ain't no goddamn factor, Rock. I know you
don't
want to
race
it, Rock. Say, Rock, I thought you was a real grudge race. I've been watching you for years, Rock. But anybody scare your tough ass, we'll try your ass down and you come down here. We try every motherfucker that come down here, Rock.
Hey, if you don't, I'm going to talk about
it. We don't give a damn who you is, man. Tony Wright or Win, it don't make no goddamn difference. Anybody, we tried anybody when you come to Texas, man.
I wish Candyman was around. He the only one from Texas I know who race. Everybody else ain't want to do shit.
I hope
y'all prove me wrong. I hope y'all prove me wrong when we get down there. And you know what?
Yeah.
If that wheelie bar car y'all got look real weak, I might dive on your ass.
It look like an old street car. I can drive that motherfucker down the road.
If you do that,
that motherfucker
look
like an old street car. I can drive that bitch up and down the road.
Oh, sir. If you do that, you got to race.
Yeah. When you see that, I'm going to tell you something Tony Wright told me, man. Tony Wright told me, he said, man, I remember your car. He said, they'll spot you, man. That's how my car looks streetable. Don't let that big old wheel scoop scare you. It just got a big old wheel scoop to look good.
Tony Wright a damn fool. I ain't.
Yeah, he said he'll spot my motherfucking ass. Say, Rock, you one of them heavyweight motherfuckers, Rock, but we ain't scared of your ass. Bring your bad ass to Texas.
I'm coming to Texas for a good steak.
Yeah, bring your big bad ass down here. We be waiting on you. We be waiting on your ass. We going to be waiting on you.
I'm coming.
That's a tenfold.
On somebody's ass, you can believe that. I can't get the race kind of set up on my right now. I'm just waiting till I get the track out.
Well, we gonna see you when you get here, man.
That's right. Hey, Tracy, find me somebody on 29 that ain't a full length car, nitrous, big block, small. I don't give a damn what it is. I wish Mel could take the wheelie balls off that truck. I would get on his ass.
Melvin, 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 Melvin,
Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin,
Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin, Melvin
Your shit ain't bad.
You know I'm not going to take them on. That's why
you ain't going to get me like that now. I'm
tell you what. All the East Coast stars that come out here and race, when Wick come out here and race, Wick race cars out in Texas with Willie cars, with Turbo. Tony
don't
Lyons come out here race cars in Texas with Willie cars, with Turbo. They say Texas so easy to make them kick them goddamn Willie bars on. Don't let them take them off. They say it's so easy. I'm going to have to call Tony Bond and tell him he need to get rocking.
Tony Bond don't give a goddamn about no Willie boy. Him, Witt, none of them. They don't give a damn about no Willie boy. They get up there.
They say when you go to Texas, they say, tell them Texas guys, they better not take the Willie
boys
on. They
beg
them to keep them on.
They don't give a damn about none of that shit.
Well, that's a Texas thing. I ain't Texas bred, so I don't know nothing about
Rock,
that
Rock, you
shit.
Bring your ass to Texas, Rock.
I'm coming to
that's
Texas.
That's what's down here, Rock.
I'm going to be wide open over that motherfucker trying to get across somebody's ass starting Friday night. I ain't going to wait to Saturday. I'm going to try to punish somebody's ass Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Melvin, go, man. I know you on
we
the
We see your big body ass. We see your big body ass when you get here.
All right,
Melvin.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Melvin,
go, man.
This is big man Melvin from New Jersey. This is Big Man Mel from New Jersey.
Yep.
With that slow-ass truck.
Yes.
That's
the one. That one that goes away.
You know
that
car
that we found
down there? Hey, hold on. Wait a minute, Melvin. You was at Rockingham last year.
Yes.
Now, all you motherfuckers were laughing. Now, you remember that slow-ass turbo car we bent down here that we brought down there and Big Texas kicked his ass? Then y'all spiked the yellow car on a Texas tune, and he got his ass kicked, that same man say, man, he want to race with that slow-ass turbo car that everybody say wasn't shit, you want to lock him in? That's the one that spiked Big Sexy, wasn't it? That's the one that Big Sexy kicked his ass.
Did
the Texas car come up there and win? Do you want to lock this one in? He just want to run it.
How'd they run? Then he spot Big Sexy.
It didn't make no goddamn difference. He got Gap, Postal, Joe, told everybody on the goddamn East Coast, man down. The man got his weed clipped. He ain't shit. Don't y'all be scared of him no more. The man just want to try it again.
But see, Big Sexy beat me, and he spot Big Sexy.
Big Sexy gapped him, man.
He spotted me and his car broke. I was there, man.
Hey, that man's car didn't break.
It didn't break? What happened to it?
He just got out running that day.
Man, I'm going to do the same race then. I'm going to lock him in for the same race. He did Big Sexy.
And Finney, you still on here, Finney? Birdman, you still on here?
He dropped off.
Yeah. We'll hook you up with him. We'll let you talk to him. He opened two against East Coast cars. He opened two.
Hey, Trace, you did all that talking, and now you got. I tell you, boy.
Can I help you,
Mel,
sir?
Mel, you want to take them with the ball off so I can get on your ass?
Take them off. I don't know how to take them off. You know I don't work on those cars.
I'll go try something stupid with you just because I just want to kick you in the nuts.
I can beat you like that, but I don't want to take them off.
You've been with old Jacks long enough. I kicked you in the nuts enough too, all right?
Why don't you bring your uncle there and give me that spot like you said to that pro model.
Be you what?
You mean that spot you said you and your uncle going to give me that pro mod?
What? I don't remember none of that.
Oh, I guess you don't.
You know, I got amnesia, man.
I got Alzheimer's
already.
You too young for you too young to have that.
I know, but refresh me the memory, though. I got Alzheimer's.
Refresh, I'll take the back tire from it. How fresh is that?
You won't do that.
I won't do it. Why won't I do it?
You say you take the back tire.
Yeah. You can't beat nobody with that car.
Nah, never.
Yeah.
You never ever said you wanted the back tire. Now, I know goddamn well. You must have the back tire.
What did I say I want?
Back tire just to
give yourself. For real. We're going to let you have that. We got to do that race soon.
What did I say I wanted?
The back tire.
No, what did I say before? You said I never said it before. What did I say before?
Something stupid like the brake. You ain't never said no back tire. Back tire, you didn't
have
to race by now.
What did I say? What did I say? One and one? Is that what I said?
Something stupid, like something like that. No, you said the head up brake, and I told you, no, I want to push your man in them lights and see what he's working with. Let him redeem himself.
I run in a Nova. Purple Nova, too. You can't beat no truck with a Nova. Nova got no better racing anyway.
Hey, shit. Well, I tell you what, you got the back tires. You damn sure got that. You just put your
all you
got to
do is show up in Texas.
Okay, well, I'm saying, can we, if that's the case, can we go and get some Porter money together?
Can we get together? Yeah, we can get it together.
All right, well, I'm going to call you back. I get to Columbia tomorrow, so as soon as I get to the shop, I'm going to call you tomorrow, and we're going to try to get this together.
Yeah, no problem.
Back tire, you must get that. I'm going to take that back on the tree from whoever you got driving. And I hope it's Harrio.
You not, or you driving?
Damn right I'm going to drive. Who else going to drive?
Oh, I thought Larry was driving.
No, you ain't thought that.
Oh. Right in your nut.
I ain't even doing no fast. I can slow down. You heavier than Larry. That's what you're going to slow down.
I hope Harry will do drive. I'm going to take that back from the tree.
For what?
I'm saying Harry will slow off the light. That's what I'm saying.
I just, so what? You take it in the tree. What difference that going to make? That thing going to go down the track anyway.
Yeah, shit. You don't. You better not bet your money on that shit.
I've never seen you go down there.
Well, don't worry. I'm going to get your ass locked up and in.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, I'm hurrying up back for the night.
I got to get some money from down there.
Hey,
look like nobody in Texas going to race, so I'm going to have to run the East Coast guy.
Look out, Rock.
Guy like that.
Look out, Rock.
Baldy, your mic is open.
Hey, Melvin.
Yes, sir.
Look at him. Tommy Dahl doing all that pushing. Tell Tommy Dahl put you in the light.
I'm trying to get off pressure right now, Baldy. I'm trying to get off pressure. Let me get off pressure. I'm still trying to get off pressure. Why didn't say nothing?
My. Why everybody in Texas don't log off?
I know it, man. Hold on,
Baldy. Baldy, you bring Lunchbox down here. Where Lunchbox at, Baldy? What? The Lunchbox they don't travel.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm going to catch his ass in Orlando. I'm going to catch his ass in Orlando then. They might not even travel all night. They ain't but 30 miles down the road. Yeah, I'm going to catch him in Orlando then. They'll be in Orlando.
They'll have a lot of problems. Bart, I can get my same race that I lost in Valdosta off the whip. I don't want to miss you either. Baldy, can I get that head in here?
What? Yeah, you got it. Now, you just said you didn't want to run. You, Rob, come on, man. You bet you don't told Baldy, two lies and
gave
the last
me,
and a half
I ain't
hour.
Told no lie. You gave me one in the break in Florida, and you beat me. I'm trying to get the same race again. Can I get that back? That's what I said.
That wasn't in Florida. That was in Georgia.
You gave me one in the break at Valdosta. Yeah.
Right, you can get that race anytime you want it.
All right. Well, I want it in Texas, July 4th. You want to do it that Friday? Oh,
Rock. Then you just come on now and said you didn't want to run nobody from the East Coast. And you told a lie, now you're telling another lie.
You ain't from the East Coast. Florida's not considered
Then you just come on now and you saying that Larry wasn't going to make it. Now, all of a sudden,
No. I said Larry, I said Purple Rain wasn't going to make it, but for Melvin getting the back tie, we might just make it. That's why I said I'm going to wait till tomorrow and call him back.
Well, what you do?
And Florida's not considered the East Coast. The East Coast stop in Georgia, sir.
Well, whatever you think it is, Rock, just hold your horses, and you got that.
I ain't
no
hold my horses. Hold your horses. I don't hear my horses long. I take the one to break from you on Friday, Saturday.
Rock. Hold your little lips, buckle your teeth is up, throw your little rear end ass up, and you might get that, okay?
Okay.
You can get that fire tonight.
One in the break. All right.
So all you got to do, give me a call. Just, oh, see, one thing, Rock, we got rain and weather down there. I have not tested the car yet. But you got that. You definitely got that.
Okay, I'll take that.
Okay,
no
then.
Problem. I'll take that. Baldy, you ain't got nothing no different than me. I got to fly from California to go fuck with a car for a couple of days just to make the, you know, make the race. Yeah, I'm going all the way to South Carolina from L.A. tomorrow to make sure the car ready to go.
Hey, you know what, Rock? You might turn around.
You ain't doing
that
no different.
You might turn around and get that sad if I can't test in Florida. I might be in Dallas to sad. So don't get pushing your mouth too far. Don't blow your lips up and you can't sew them.
I've been blowing them up. Ain't nobody been man enough to do nothing about them. All these years, I'm going to keep blowing them up.
I think I done sold them up one time.
But I've sold your ass up, too, a couple of times.
Yeah. Every time I see you, you're doing what you're doing now. What you do best.
Eat. What
you're the bagel. You're the bagel. You're the bagel. You're the bagel.
Yeah,
now you
I got a bag.
Think about it. Somebody just come on trying to run you with Willie Ball. You didn't want that race.
I ain't want no Willie Ball race. Not no head up.
You want. So the man give you the back side with a
Willie Ball.
Willie Ball
head up.
So that's Rock. Willie Ball don't make that much difference.
Man, that's what you say. You saying
hey,
all this.
Hey, Baldy, he good on the goddamn tree. He can make it up, Baldy. Baldy, he good on the goddamn tree. He can make that up.
I sure am.
Why you wearing that ball then?
I sure am good on the tree.
Well, why you worry about that?
The man
you can make it up.
The man not trying to outbid you. The man bring you a little bit of money, and you scared of that? Come on, man.
Bought it. I'm trying to do something that's fair. It ain't got nothing to do with the money. The money ain't the problem.
Hold on.
I'm saying it's going to be fair. I'll look at it, but I don't like doing all that fake locking in, man. I be serious about my locking when I lock my money up. But I'd rather just look at his car. If I look at his car and think I can get by, he got action. Period. I'm not saying just in the blind Willie Balls matter, but if I'm up on the car and got Willie Balls and I see what you're working with, I might just run, especially if you got some old last technology or something. Yeah, I might try that shit. But I can't just off the cuff say I'm going to run a Willie Ball car because that ain't fair. Because ain't nobody going to run Rock like that. Oh, Rock got Willie Balls, you don't. Baldy, you ain't never ran nobody Willie Balls that damn blue Mustang of yours. So don't start. Don't sit there and say that.
I ain't seen you ran
motherfucker with no Willie Balls.
I ran Philip O'Cobb that car with Willie Balls.
I don't know. I'm not doing it. That ain't what Rock going to do. Rock ain't never raised dumb in my life. I try to be halfway smart at everything. And that's stupid.
So what, Rock? When I ran with Willie Ball, that was the advantage because they had Willie Balls on it, and they went to the moon, and I went up on them.
Man, I ain't got nothing to do with that, man. That sounds like some other shit. I ain't going to stand up anyway, so it don't make no difference. I'm keep slow for that.
Well, now that's why you don't worry about no Willie Ball.
Mm-mm.
But when you keep going
Willie
down,
Ball, Willie Ball matter, Ball. Willie Ball matter. It's not a fair race. Not a fair race, Baldy.
Yeah, I know. Every race ain't fair, Rock. Is every race a
not with no
Willie
Ball. Not with no Willie Ball. I don't give a damn. Shit, a Willie Ball. I'm not just going
to
die out there on a Willie Ball car. I ain't never seen.
What you need to do? You need to go back in the bush where you've been for the last 2 years.
Yeah, I might be. But I promise you, I'm coming out in the damn bush July 4th and 5th. I want to race them damn by the bad. Especially, I'm on new territory, too. Texas. Shit. I'm going to be wide open.
You know what, Rob? I think you've been in California too long. You ain't a racer. You want to be a movie star. You ain't that.
You might be right, Baldy, but I know July 4th and 5th, I'm going to do some damn. I'm going to be acting like I'm a racer. I'm trying to burn up that Mustang on somebody's ass.
You know what? One thing about it, you've been out in California the last couple of years, so you've been taking up acting lessons. So you ought to be a good actor.
Well, you should have seen my last role. I was trying to recreate Mimi porn film.
I had me a chick in the shower holding on to the damn shower curtain, and that shit ain't work out so good.
And you know what you need to do? What you need when you come? Come on, bring your promoter down there, bring your bring everybody with you. So when you make sure you get a good role, see.
I got a good role. I got a good role for some of that ass when I put that Mustang on. It'll be a hell of a role when I come through that wind light. When I get back to the trailer, you're going to see some shit then showing up.
Yeah, no, that's the last time I seen some. I ain't seen nobody Gap band playing.
Yeah, it might have been kind of like something like that. That could happen, boy. You know, racing ain't guaranteed. That's why you got to make the best match for yourself.
That Gap band start playing about
Hey, boss, y'all excite me. I don't talk about that no more. I'm tired of racing.
Tracy, you hear me?
Okay, who called me? Okay, who? Go ahead.
Tracy.
Who's that?
Tracy,
Father,
Tracy,
I'm going to be a dog in Saturday. I see you Saturday, boss.
Melvin?
Tracy,
yeah, go ahead.
Was that the Rock looking for a race, a stock suspension?
Yeah.
What about Pretty Tony? Pretty Tony's got three cars that I think are all stock suspension.
Nah, Pretty Tony don't want rock.
Nah, he don't get up there, man.
Nah, Pretty Tony don't want rock.
Mm-mm.
All right. Rock, you need to run a Bushnell. You need to run a Bushnell street car.
Man, Bushnell lost
plenty of times. He just wants to race. He's lost many times.
I ain't kidding, Luke.
I don't give a damn about that. I'm just trying to make the best match for my car, man, as far as what I got. I ain't trying to overmatch myself.
Put some bars on your car.
You don't want somebody when you get down there.
Yeah, put some bars on your car when you bring it to Texas. Just put them in the trunk. Just put some bars in the trunk. Call it good.
You say put some Willy bars on?
Yeah, your mic is open.
Yeah, put some Willy bars in the trunk, and then that way you got Willy bars too.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to see if I can get me a set of Willy bars since I see the way that this is going. I'm going to see if I can get a set on my car. And if that's the case, then I'm going to come to play. But I'm sitting here thinking it because everybody's talking about Willy bars. I'm going to see if I can get me a little set to go on my car.
Yeah. Bring you some down in case you want to play with some of them.
Yeah, if I do that, then it seems like I'm going to have more action.
Yeah.
Donnie, what's happening, Donnie?
Hang on one second, fellas. It's going to come out this door.
Okay, well, hey, Donnie, you can tell me before.
Huh?
Hello, your mic is open.
Who was that?
Cold Smoke,
what happened?
Hey, is Dawg coming down here or Tommy?
I don't know yet. Cold Smoke
down? I like to lock old Dawg in.
Get on his ass.
I'm trying to.
Dawg ain't coming.
Yeah. He better not come.
Dawg ain't coming.
I'm going to draw right down on his ass if he come.
He ain't going to let you do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, he be driving for...
I want that little 69 guy.
I'll make sure next week I get Dawg on here.
He dropped off.
Is Chris on with Candy Crusher? We want to lock him in, too.
Candy Crusher, man. Crusher's motherfucking candy. I like old what's the name, said it, old Bart. For 901, said it.
Is that the 9? I don't know. Can you get Tony Thorne on here or Candy Crusher? Or is it too late?
I will try to get Tony.
You'll need to send me
Candy
Crusher's phone number.
Hey, while we're waiting on that, is Big Sexy still on?
No, that was Melvin on from New Jersey. That was Melvin from New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Did Big Sexy and Jeff lock up? Because I know Jeff called him out.
No, Big Sexy begging.
He's what? Big Sexy always begging, man.
Jeff locked up two calls. Big Sexy begging.
Big Sexy won't run Jeff Nematode?
He begging.
Hell, he's begging you back ass calls, man.
Big Sexy begging, man.
Ball, man.
What do you mean? He's begging Jeff to run him?
He wants it back time. He wants it back time.
Hell no. Okay.
Jeff locked in with Bumbo B and Jeff locked in with William Brown.
Well, I guess everything. I guess this goddamn Birdman gave his ass a back tie. I guess he feel like he got a bag everybody from Texas with back half shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Baldy, let me ask you a question. Baldy still
ball
on?
Ball that motherfucker, man.
Baldy.
Yeah.
You and Melvin ever going to get that race off?
Me thinking about
Don't
it. We're going to get
Thorne's on here.
Huh?
Yeah, me and Melvin going to get
Tony
a man
Thorne
out of the car.
Don't
get on. I didn't hear you.
Hey.
Tony
Thorne. Hey. Yeah, that is.
Hey, Tony, we're going to lock in with your Camaro?
Well, hell yeah.
29?
Hell yeah. Yep.
Where we going to lock in?
I locked in 250 and 1500 or better.
Don Yates?
I'm about 5 on 25.
Huh?
I'm about 5 on 25.
I don't know what kind of money I have that day, buddy. I'm sure I have that much money. But I'm not going to lock in something I ain't got.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll get up there somewhere around there.
You know what? Hey, if you locked in a better, you know I always clown race that. I always going to go up.
Oh, yeah.
We can do that. We'll do that. We can lock that in.
As long as you got the same car.
Yeah, same reason, same car.
Good deal.
Chicago, down here out of Chicago and Tony Thorne. Let me hear what y'all talking about.
The Camaro on 29s, right?
Yes, sir.
You got bars on or off?
On.
Okay, it don't matter. All right, head up Pro Tree 8 Mile.
Yes,
track
sir.
Rules.
Yes, sir.
And stadium, what's we Friday or Saturday?
Saturday, because Friday will be the first day I make a test yet.
Okay. What time? Stage line by what?
9 o'clock.
Sound good to me.
Okay, so what's the steal? What's the money? I missed it. I clicked over. What's the money?
$250 on 1500 or better. Pro Tree, be in the stage lane at 9 o'clock, 8 mile.
$250 on 1500 or better?
Yeah.
Or better, yep.
Heads up, Pro Tree, track rules, 8 mile. Flip a lane. Okay. Heads up, Pro Tree, track rules, 8 mile, flip the lane, 9 p.m., 250 on 1500 or better. Both of y'all agree to that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Let's say 2000. Can we say 2000, brother?
That'd be
at
fine.
Least that. All right, okay. That was 250
fine.
On
what did you say, Tony, you said 2000?
Yep.
Okay, 2000.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, that's a lock right there, man. Okay, that's a lock. That's for Saturday.
That's
July 5th. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Don.
Okay,
Dave.
What'd you say?
I said, thank you. About time somebody step up more in a race.
Then, man, you shouldn't be scared everybody down there.
Shit, I ain't beat nobody down there. I got to race all these fucking cars with 1633s on it.
That means you fast.
Hmm. Well, I ain't beat one of them yet. But yeah, I've been wanting to run you. You've been wanting to run me. That sound like a good deal.
Yeah, that's good action.
I need to find me two cars for Saturday. Who else down here you want to run, Danye? I don't know who else down there on 29 Nitrous Grudge car.
Good luck. There's some people up in Houston, I think.
Danye, you can make it right with me. I'm gonna be there on 29.
Make it right for you.
Damn right. I seen that black Monte Carlo you got. Is that bad?
That Regal?
Yeah, that Regal.
With what? Make it right with what?
With my little Mustang. I got a stock suspension Mustang with 29-inch tires on. Stock ass in, all that. I ain't no four-length car. I ain't none of that.
What that mean?
I'm telling you. I mean, I'm just saying what I got. I mean, I ain't got no back half car coming in there trying to trick you, none of that shit. I got an 8.8 under my car.
You trying to trick me with talking about some stock suspension? That don't mean nothing.
I don't have a class car, none of that shit. I got a grudge car. I ain't raced that car in almost 2 years. But I'm bringing it to Texas, trying to get some action ball. You want to make it right with that back half cut up car you got?
No, it ain't cut up. I bet you still lighter than me.
Nah, probably not. But I'm saying, do you want to make it right? Just the back tires or anything, Danye, yeah, I'll lock you right on there right now. And if my car ain't like I said it is, when the lock in.
Oh, it probably is. I ain't gonna say anything. I ain't giving you nothing though.
Oh, I see, man. Come on, Danye.
Mustang, come on, man. Nah, I ain't getting you nothing.
All right.
Hey, Rock, I got a small block car. A lot of bars, 28s on it.
I ain't getting up nothing. I'm telling you that now.
With no Willie bar. What
you
getting at?
Oh, now come on. Now you begging, bro.
I ain't getting shit. I need the back side with it. How about that?
A small block car with 23 degree head,
yeah,
one full bar.
I don't care if nobody got a small block or not. That don't matter. I don't know the 23s and 18s.
With ladder bars, you got 20. Got 28s on it. We'll run you.
But the ladder bars helping. So that's a little help. So the small block is where you need a little spot from. So I give you a little play. I give you the back tire. That's about all I can give you.
I'll take that.
You got that.
Let's talk about it.
You got that. Yeah, we ain't got
okay.
More. You got that.
Well, let's get the steps down. We have to get it locked. Let's lock it in. Rock and Mustang.
Again, this man got a small block ladder bar on 28.
Yes.
Tony, a Camaro, right?
Yes, blue Camaro. 67 Camaro.
Okay.
Small block
on 28 with ladder bar.
Yes, sir.
On 28.
I ain't gonna even go through all the heads and all that shit. That's wasted.
Okay. Rock Mustang. Tony, 67 come out small block Mustang on 28. Okay,
right.
He got the back tire. Small block got the back tire.
Yeah.
And it don't have no wheelie bars on.
No wheelie bars.
I have no bars.
You have no bars, right?
No, I don't have no wheelie bars.
You have no wheelie bars?
No.
All right, you got that. You got the back same time. You deserve that.
Okay, give me the money and give me the diamond in the lane.
All right, what you want to do on that?
I'm going to have to call Andy to find out. I'll lock in with just me and you, you know, 250 on 1,000 or better, but it's going to be a lot more than that.
All right. Well, yeah, well, we're tentatively locking in for 250 on 1,000, so how about that?
You're locking in for 250 on 1,000.
Yes, sir.
What day?
Is locking, y'all. Your rate is locked. But y'all want us to hold up on the date and the time.
I need to call Andy Atomic Dog and find out exactly what day we want to do it.
Oh, right.
But I don't know what day is coming.
Yeah, right, y'all fine right. with the lock though.
Yes.
Just call me back.
Eighth mile Pro Tree flip the lane.
Eight mile.
We get the back tire.
Ain't no flipping. I'm gonna give you the lane that I want you to go in. I'm giving you the spot. That's the way we do it. I don't know how
you get lane short. He's fine, you Tony, you get lane short.
I don't care what it is. That's a good track, ain't it?
Yeah, you get lane short. You get the spot, you know.
All right.
Rock giving you got the lane short.
Now you gotta have pure stock suspension now.
I do. I got an 8.8 stock suspension gun. I have a stock suspension club gun.
That's great. That's a locked-in race.
Okay, yeah. That's locked. Ended up 8 mile Pro Tree, 250 on 1,000. I went inside the day later. Okay.
I knew something happened on this phone today.
Huh?
I knew something would happen on this phone.
Hey, Trey, what nitrous car up there that run on the motor, man?
Huh?
I tried one of them nitrous cars on the motor off the trailer Friday.
Did it what?
I tried one of them nitrous cars up there on the motor off the trailer.
You want to run their motor to their nitrous?
Huh?
You want to run your motor to their nitrous off the trailer?
No, motor.
Motor.
Off the trailer, right.
You might just get used to money.
Why?
A nicest car, run on motor, run you?
Yeah, I got a nicest car.
Hey, you can run that motherfucking low gear all the way to Dallas in that motherfucker. That's 250 miles.
I can do what?
I say with some shit like that, you can take that nitrous motherfucker, run that bitch in low gear, clean it down. It's 250 miles in low gear. It won't hurt a motherfucking thing. That's how far you can run that motherfucker like that, man.
I ain't going to be in low gear. I'm going to start out in first gear.
I'm saying that bitch would be so turtle, man. You know what I'm saying, man. You can run that bitch clean in low gear. Ain't never got to shift that motherfucker.
Hey, that's a quarter mile track, right?
Yeah, it's quarter mile track, yeah.
Yeah, it's quarter mile.
It's
quarter mile
right
here.
I'm going quarter mile.
You want to run quarter mile?
Yeah, on the motor. Yeah.
I don't know who wants to try that shit.
It's quarter mile track. It's quarter mile track, so, you know.
We just trying a little thing off the trailer.
Yeah, somebody. Hey, Donya, you keep coming on here. Somebody step up. Somebody going to step up to the plate.
That's Donya talking about running motherfucker on motor?
Yeah.
God damn, man.
I'm just going to try something. I'm a quarter mile.
It sounds like you're bored, man.
Man, listen.
Sound like you bored like a motherfucker.
Hey, I ain't been out all year.
Hey, what you trying to do? Seal that motor up on the motherfucker? That's what you trying to do? Just say what you trying to do, man.
Might as well.
You try to seal that motherfucker up before you spray it.
Yeah. That's going to be the first time I come out with it. You know you got to take it down on motor.
Yeah. I don't know who you going to get to try that shit down here.
That's a good little action. $1,000, something like that, you know.
Then that crazy motherfucker gonna gamble on the fuck.
Hey, I know they got some gamblers down there. What is Ben Laden doing? He down there racing?
Ben Laden? He ain't came out just yet. He ain't came out just yet.
All right, he came out.
Yeah.
Hey, what's name might try that? Atomic Dog? What's the name? Got the motor car. Lil Daddy, Lil Son.
No, man, I said a nitrous car, man. I said a nitrous
car. It's a nitrous car.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he'll try that.
Yeah. He might. We got to holler. They'll be there, you know. They're going to be there.
They bringing that car?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I don't know.
Yeah, he ain't raced the ball. He been on the internet goddamn for 5 years. Ain't raced nobody. So, shit, he gonna try that.
You gotta try it. Somebody gotta gamble.
Yeah.
That'd be a good race. I get a front row seat to see that.
Yeah. I know what I got an old motor car, man. A nice, I don't know. They got he just keep coming out and putting it out there and see which guy wanna try. You know, you never know. But yeah, man, the show probably gonna get ready to cut off, so man, we're gonna try to get out of here and we're gonna be on next week. So Sharon, just want you to run down, man, let's be fine in the comments before this thing click off. We're gonna get out of here the next week.
John, yeah, final comment. Who's next? Melvin, final comment.
Yeah, Salem, you're going to have some good action. I hope you bring some little guys from the Midwest to do some racing. I've been hearing about some back half cars out there. I haven't heard them on the radio. So make sure and get them a call out. Tell them to bring some of them cars out there. All right.
Yeah.
Bushnell, final comment.
Y'all know the race is fast. Racing fans,
spectators,
see y'all at the
truck.
I'm with the open man. I've been one.
Pee-wee, final comment.
Go ahead. Yeah, final comment. Yeah,
can you hear me?
Final comment. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Well, I'm back to business. So, I'm ready. Back to business,
right.
Who I am.
All right, back to business. Okay. All right, man. Appreciate you coming on.
Don't forget that. I got a song for it, too. Back to business. Listen to the song. That's what it means. Listen to that song right there. Make
back
sure you hear that.
Back to business. I got you.
It's back to business.
He say, back to business.
Back to business.
He say,
back
to business.
I'm in the game. I'm back to
business.
Oh, back to business. That's a tempo.
All right.
All right.
Hey, Church, there we go. Donya.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Donya, go ahead.
Yeah. July 4th and 5th is going down. Anybody?
It's going down.
Any grudge tonight just got on 29. They got action. They've been warned with Texas. Anybody with Texas license, they got action. On 29.
All right.
Who that?
All right, man. That's Donya here, Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Melvin said, bring them back at Donya. Melvin said, hope y'all bring them back. Melvin said, hope y'all bring them back at from the Midwest now.
I don't know of any back time. A lot of small time cars coming. A lot of small time cars coming.
All right.
But
all right.
But now I might try a real true back half car too, you know, myself. But, hey, I might go all around the board. They make it right. I okay, Sharon,
King,
that's
final
all.
Comment. King, final comment.
King, come off mute.
Smooth, final comment. Final comment.
All right, good show. Good show. And I want to tell the fine car, you know, if they really want it, don't make it right, and let's see what it do. Good show. Catch y'all next time.
All right. All right.
Slick, final comment.
Hey, good show. Good show. Good show. Look forward to next week. Nightmare when they go, baby. Nightmare when they go.
Funny choices.
All right, man. Hey, got a couple lock-in for the night, man. Just to let y'all know, every week until July 4th, man, we're going to be trying to lock these folks in from around the country. It's coming at you, man. The biggest, baddest race in the country going to be going down, man. The Grudge, Inc., Outlaw World, Grudge Nationals. Going to come invade Texas. We're going to set the house on fire. You ain't going to get no better show than what's going to be happening down here July 4th and 5th, man. Tell all your friends, make your plans, man. It's going to be action-packing, man. We're going to do what we do. So, hey, man, y'all come on each and every week and try to listen and see who's on here. Try to find your man. Try to make some action, man, because this is what it's all about. We're going to keep it grudging for this weekend. June 14th, the Tom McDonald shootout at the river. All who can come out, we're going to have a ball, going to have a fun, just do a little testing. Get ready. Just thank God we're only 20-some days away from the biggest, baddest show on the planet. Hey, until then, man, we see y'all next week. Keep it grudge. Be safe. Doing what you do. Peace. We out.
Yo, yo, check this out.
Check this out.
Grudge 8 presents the World Outlaw Grudge Nationals.
July 4th through the 5th at the San Antonio Raceway. 3641 South Santa Clara Road.
In Marion, Texas.
Yeah. Come on, y'all. Let's do it.
25 host teams from across the country with over 100 races in 2 days. We'll be Battle It Out. And we're kicking it all off Friday, July 4th with the bang with Grudge Racing and a fireworks show.
No doubt.
It's Saturday action. It's the Pro Mod Shootout, the Back Half Shootout, and the 580 Index Race. And we got that bike show for you too, partner, with the Fly Riders of San Antonio.
Also.
Putting it down live. Live in concert. Slim Thug. Yeah, that's right. It's Slim Thug Live. It's the World Outlaw Grudge National. July 4th through the 5th at the San Antonio Raceway.
You need more info?
Visit Facebook at World Grudge National. Or contact Tracy Atomic Dog at 512-775-6563. That's 512-775-6563.
You get to know I'm hotter than this.
Good time, good time, good time, good time, good time.